Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yes, that's right. Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast is back. Episode number 107. Place your bets, where myself and Uncle Kivi are going to come up with a series of high stakes wagers that we will track in the days and months and maybe years following this episode of the podcast. But let's bring back the man who is inspiring people all over to participate in a viral TikTok challenge. Here he is, the host of 3.5 podcasts, Akiva Whitaker.
You just said years. I didn't even think about that. We could be like long past. Podcasts could be defunct, and you'll call me up on the beer. Hello?
Like that. That's my voice?
That'll be your old man voice when you're like 95 years old. Like,
yeah, I mean, I wasn't thinking like it's going to be, you know, 50 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Whoopi Goldberg the fourth just won an EGOT. So you owe me $100.
Am I Yoda? What is this?
I don't even know
who Yoda is. Yeah,
I know. I know Baby Yoda is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is that like that's Yoda's dad or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No relation, I believe. Anyway, Akiva Whitaker, how's it going? How's it rolling?
It's rolling great. Having a good time. Wow. This week. I've been excited for this podcast. Listeners, I think, hopefully have some good ideas for us. What was last week? What did we do last
Viral
week?
Viral challenge. Seeds, baby.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, we had a lot of people send us seeds-related tweets. One listener, the Australian Justin Ramsey, did all of our sort of rejected ideas. They were pretty funny.
He put you in his top eight.
No, he put Allie Lasher in his top eight. Mm-hmm. I was not there.
Oh, okay. Closer than I got.
Well, he didn't say who was like also receiving votes. He didn't say who just missed.
Yeah.
He could have been 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like driving with your feet and the water balloon, you know, pretending you have a big muscle. So people seem to like that. I don't know if it went viral per se, but people did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think a lot of our listeners are on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, that's maybe what we like. I think most of our listeners are more like 28, and a lot of the TikTokers are like 22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Maybe next time we'll try to come up with maybe an Instagram challenge.
It's not a bad idea. I think most of our listeners are Instagram.
Okay. All right. As long as, you know, there's some other social networks that are less desirable than Instagram. So we'll take Instagram. All right. Uncle Kivi, today we're going to talk about a number of bets. Do we have a lot of submissions from the listeners?
Yeah, we have hundreds of submissions
hundreds of submissions.
Well, I cut it down to, I think, 60 that we should talk about.
I'm impressed.
And even some of those are probably jokes.
I am so happy whenever the listeners want to participate in any of this nonsense. It makes me feel very excited when, you know, it's not just, you know, two guys pushing 50, just talking to each other and nobody has any interest in what we're talking about.
Yeah. I'm never good at gauging, like, how many people, like, sometimes we'll post something and, like, 400 people will answer right away. And sometimes it's like I'll repost it 5 times and it'll be, you know, crickets. But yeah, people seem to be into this. I think it's also like, how much are you asking of people? You know, some like just to have a funny bet idea, I think, is easy to to, you know, maybe like if we're asking of people's time or like to tell a personal story, maybe that's a little different.
Yeah. Okay. What's been going on with you?
I started working this week.
Whoa.
You know, yeah. Actually, I shouldn't have told you.
Why?
I should have, because one of the bets was,
Will Akiva have a job?
Yeah. Yeah. So I should have like slow played that and been like, you should have, I would have been like, never. And you'd be like, nah, by like March. And then I could have won the bet right there.
How would you win if you were saying never? Isn't March before never?
I guess. Yeah. I guess you would have won that bet. All right. That was a bet. So maybe, yeah. I guess, yeah. You would have had to be like, oh, he's never going to have a job, I guess. All right. That was poorly thought out.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, I see you are raring to go here. You are in mid-season form.
Yeah. Should we explain exactly what we're doing today?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to come up with bets and then we're going to make what? We're going to come away, walk away from this with five $100 bets.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal.
And maybe some smaller ones too.
Maybe some smaller ones. Yeah.
Like some of them, if you were like, because some of these are very random. If you were like, hey, I want to do this, I'm happy to bet like $5 or $20 on it. But I wouldn't necessarily want to put $100 on all of these. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see. We'll take it bet by bet and we'll see.
Yeah.
How much we want to bet. Also, we have about, we had a lot, one of the forms, one of the lines on the form was like, what do you think the stake should be if it can't be money for some of these bets? Like, okay, let's say it's a bet. A lot of the bets, like, we have control over, let's say.
Yeah.
A lot of the bets are NAP related, where it would be like, someone was saying, how many times can, you know, Phil T come on next year? It's like, well, we have control over that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we can't, like, bet against that.
Right.
But so there are some non-money stakes also that we can discuss if maybe we don't want to bet money
and
on that.
And we're going to go through your submissions, and we have to find things that potentially, like, we are both interested in the opposite action on. So hypothetically, bet comes in, will Jordan Kalish get married in 2021? You know, one of us has to be feel very strongly for, and somebody has to feel strongly enough against to make that wager.
Just specifically about that, I think, like, if I bet yes, would you let me put, like, immediately on the wheel with 12 spots, like, who wants to marry Jordan Kalish for next week?
Seeds, baby!
Yeah, I would be worth it.
You would be, okay. I think that is, who wants to marry Jordan Kalish is not a terrible idea. And, like, for $100, like, there's only so much, because I could, you know, you could also bribe the other person, split it 50-50.
It's worth it for $100.
But I'm only giving him 50. Would Jordan Kalish get married in 2021 for $50?
I don't know.
It would buy $50 would buy how many packages of Trader Joe's everything but the bagel
seasoning? Probably like 10.
I think it's like $2.99 or something.
Is it more? I haven't been to Trader Joe's in a while.
It's very cheap. That's one of the weird things about it. That's why they like can't keep it on the shelves. They keep it very cheap.
Okay. So it is just like 14 or 15.
It's like can't really charge that much money for it.
All right. Seed money.
Yeah. So, all right. So that's an idea. Should we dive in to some of these bet ideas?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if we could do this over the course of the podcast. First, to make the other one laugh loses. I don't know how we'd do that.
No, that's we're gonna be too much in our heads for that.
Yeah, it would be very hard to. There were a lot of bets like, you know, who could like could we each have a magic word and like you say a word that if I say I lose and I say a word that if you say you lose, but we don't know what the word is. You know what I mean? There was a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, let's come back around to that. Let's go with like a little bit more of the basic stuff before we start getting overly complicated with secret password.
All right. Do you want to bet on who could hold your breath the longest?
Is it honor system?
You would have lost. You would have. I guess it wasn't my idea. It was Alex Phelps's. But I you know, you would have lost the who laughs first bet right there.
Yeah, I feel like I recently tried to come up with. I think that we talked about this on Survivor. I thought I could do it for at least a minute. But I think it's not going to be super exciting to listen to on the podcast.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to do it? I'll do it.
I don't think I'm good at holding my breath. Like, we could do it now, not for a bet.
Okay. You want to just do it? You want to just do it for fun?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. All right. Should I put on any sort of like background instrumental?
Yeah, because we're not going to be making any noise for the next, you know.
But the people want to hear us like gasping?
I don't think they want to hear us gasping for air. I don't think they do.
I'll put on just a
little. What's good?
Okay. All right. So 3, 2, 1 blast off, and then we'll both be holding our breath.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Here we go. All right. 3, two, one, blast off.
I got bored.
You're out?
Yeah.
Okay. You're like Kramer in the contest.
I'm out. And we discussed that on the Seinfeld. Kramer comes back in like 45 seconds later. What did he have time to do exactly? Was he like remembering that it happened earlier? It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Kramer comes back into the contest. Like, we timed it, I think, on the Seinfeld podcast.
Look, maybe he
was in the hallway.
He was ready. He was ready. Jeez. He was ready. It didn't take much. It's all in his mind. Okay. All right.
So I'm glad I didn't do that bet, because that would have been a disaster for me.
Okay. What else?
What's the runtime of this episode? I feel like we could also really massage that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try to find something that's not like super meta.
A lot of the ideas were meta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a lot of sports ideas. Like, how many games will the Mets win in 2021?
Okay.
A lot of sports ones.
Was there a line on that?
There is a line on it. The person didn't submit the line, but it's very hard to bet on that. Like, they don't have a team yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there hasn't been free agency.
Mm-hmm.
I can look that up. How many Raptors players can Rob name off the top of his head? That's another sports one.
Boy. I mean, do you want to hazard a guess?
I would say that you could name five Raptors players.
Okay. Wait, it's not even basketball season, so I may be
I know,
a
it's hard,
rusty.
It's hard. It's a weird thing. If people don't follow sports, there's a weird thing where, like, the things you know when the season's going on, 2 months later, you sort of forget them, and then you just magically remember them when the season starts again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Okay, Freddie Van Vliet,
mm-hmm.
Kyle Lowry,
mm-hmm.
OG Anunoby.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's my guy with the headband that really kind of choked at the end of the series, that I cannot remember how to say his name right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, I might be hitting the wall with four as of right. Really, that's 3.5. But yeah. It's, look, out of sight, out of mind. A lot going on.
It's true. Yeah, Marc Gasol,
mm-hmm.
Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Serge on the team? Mm-hmm. Serge Ibaka. All right, that's fine. And the person also said, like, they were comparing that to how many Survivor winners can Akiva name off the top of his head.
How many? How many do you think you could?
Well, more than Raptors.
Would you do them in order? Yeah.
I think I could do all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'll take your word for it. That sounds very boring. Fine. Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot of COVID related questions. I don't want to get like too depressing,
mm-hmm.
but we can make predictions. Will March Madness be canceled again? Somebody asks.
Will March Madness be canceled? So as opposed to, will they play it without fans?
Yeah, I think if they play without fans, it counts. It's slightly less mad, but it still counts.
Yeah, I think they'll play it without fans.
You know, last time the Ivy League canceled.
And I think they may have it delayed a couple of weeks.
Remember, the Ivy League canceled and everyone was making fun of them. And then everyone, you know, the NBA and the rest of the world basically followed that weekend in March.
Mm-hmm.
And they just canceled all winter sports while everyone else thinks they're playing college basketball. They usually know. They have people who, like,
mm-hmm.
who tell them. You know, so that gives me a little pause. How about this? Here's one, a random one. This wouldn't be a $100 bet, but maybe you want to. Yeah.
If anything, I'd say cancel the college basketball season and just do March Madness. Mm-hmm.
Just do like a 64-128, 256, whatever it is.
Even if you
like
want to push team. It back, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, 5-6 weeks and like maybe towards the spring, hopefully, where, you know, things are starting to look a little brighter, vaccines are out. Like, I think that's probably a better way to do it.
Okay. I'm with you. Alex, let me ask you a question.
Put what everybody is your favorite? There, quarantine 14 days before.
You can do
it's a
bubble.
Whole bubble. Yeah.
Do a 256 team bubble. I like it. Everyone mm-hmm. but the Ivy League. They're losers. They're out. What is your favorite food, Rob?
My favorite food. I don't know if I have like a go-to in terms
of... Or drink or something.
I don't know.
Is there something you have every day where you're like, French fries is your favorite food?
Sure.
But how often do you have French fries?
Very rarely.
Because I was one of the bad ideas was who could go the longest without their favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
But another idea was who could go the longest without caffeine. Don't you drink a few cups of coffee every day?
Yeah, I have at least two.
And I have Coke Zero every single day.
Yeah.
So would you put coffee up against Coke Zero in a bet?
So I don't really want to bet on myself. Like, I'd rather not. Yeah. Like, I'd rather lose the bet than not have caffeine every day.
Right.
Like, I hope that the majority of these bets aren't like me and you are betting each other, like who could do things.
No,
like,
I didn't include. There were some ideas like that, but I didn't include things that I really wouldn't be willing to do unless they were funny or something.
I mean, I would get a bad headache if I didn't have coffee for a day. I'd be miserable.
Yeah, life wouldn't be worth living. Eva says, who can go the longest without any caffeine? Coffee, Coke Zero, all the good stuff. The stakes are high, and honestly, it gives me a headache just thinking about it because I probably couldn't go more than a few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you were like willing to do it, then I would sort of reluctantly go for it. But yeah, it is like the highlight. I don't even like Coke Zero anymore. It's just like something I have to have, you know?
Mm-hmm. How many a day do you have?
I have a 1 liter and a half bottle. That's what I sort of hold me.
Liter and a half. So the bottle is a liter and a half, or you have a 1 liter bottle?
No, the bottle is a liter and a half, not a 2 liter bottle.
Okay. And what do you have? Do you have it on ice?
I put it in the fridge. I put I always have like one in the fridge ready.
But do you put it back in the fridge at some point, or does it turn room temperature at some point during the day?
If I haven't been drinking for a while, like the next time I pass the fridge, I'll put it back in the fridge.
Put it back
I'll
in the
never
fridge.
Drink it room temperature.
Do you ever have it over ice?
I don't really. Should I? I should.
Yeah. I mean, if you have ice.
Also, the supermarket I go to has had a lot of it's not the regular Coke Zero right now. It's from Moldova.
Moldovan Coke Zero.
I thought it was Russian, and then the person next to me online was like, I think this is Cyrillic, which would be maybe Ukrainian or something. And then I looked, I studied the nutrition facts under it, and it's from Moldova. I think it tastes different, the Moldovan Coke Zero.
It'd be imported.
Yeah. I mean, I think every country's Coke is a little different, but yeah, so I'm not sure if I like the Moldovan Coke as much as, could you find Moldova on a map?
Certainly not.
Yeah. I think it's not. I think
geography
it's one of the
is not my strong suit.
I know. I know a lot of this stuff from just being a crazy soccer fan. I know they're in European. Yeah, they play in Europe.
What about coffee? Do you do coffee also, or only Coke
Zero?
No.
I will drink tea. Like sometimes before a very late podcast, I will drink. Especially if I'm finished because I ration my Coke Zero. If I'm up for 18 hours, I could be, I could be done with it by noon, or I could not save it for later. So if I'm I'll never start a second Coke in a day, so then I will just go to tea.
Okay.
I don't drink coffee, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a coffee family. My dad can't survive without 5 cups of coffee a day.
Five?
Yeah, he drinks 5 cups of coffee a
That's
day.
That's too much.
Yeah, he drinks a lot of coffee. I like this from Chris. Who will have the most podcasts by the end of 2021, Rob or Akiva?
So what are we defining as podcasts?
Yeah. Yeah, I this is tricky because you do more episodes, obviously, by a huge margin every week than anybody.
I also don't really consider I'm talking about Survivor, so this is my Survivor podcast, or I'm talking to about the Amazing Race. This is my Amazing Race podcast that I have. Rob has a podcast. That's it. And then
is this right now? Rob has a podcast.
I mean, technically, yes, it is.
And at this and News AF, which are sort of your most standalone-ish podcast, you consider this, you'd be like, honey, sorry, I got to go. I got to do Rob as a podcast right now. Say to your wife.
You know, for me, it's all one thing. I'm doing podcasts. Mm-hmm. I guess you could get very granular and say that Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast is not the same podcast as, it's not the same podcast feed, but it is also the same podcast feed.
It isn't. I mean, we're in the RGP feed, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you wanted to be picky, I guess you have this and News AF.
I have many podcast feeds, but I feel like I have, one podcast.
Well, I guess you used to like Post Show Recaps, but you're not really doing much on there right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'd say Post Show Recaps is a different podcast than Rob is a podcast.
Yes. But right now you're not. I wouldn't even say you have that.
No, I'm not currently doing anything on Post Show Recaps at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Who can go the longest without saying famously on Renap? I'm pretty sure Rob could.
Yes. Yeah, I think I could.
I mean, the only time you say famously is when you say that I say famously a lot. Yeah. So I don't know.
Not a big part of my vocabulary other than citing you.
Allison says, Maury Povich voice, this idea is called You Are the Father.
Oh, boy.
Rob Akiva place a bet of who will have the next child between them. And we could really mess with the dad.
I mean, I
here.
Feel very strongly it would be you.
What if it's a tie? What if it was like...
We'd have to get into time of conception.
No, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Sure, we could do that. But I meant like the tie, like neither of us have another kid is what I would have thinking in terms of a tie. Okay. Not that we have a child the same second of the same day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then it's just nobody pays up.
Okay, so there's no, but I think like because I'm such a heavy favorite, like one side would be Akiva and one side would be Rob or nobody. You know what I mean? Like that's how the bet would work.
Yeah. Okay, do you want action on that? Speaking of things that you can control.
Yeah. I mean, for $100, I don't think it's worth it. And I like think about how much a kid would cost for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For
let me just say, if I end up being on the winning side of that bet and I have the next kid, something has gone horribly amiss.
Yeah, so really it's basically will Akiva have another child is this bet you're saying.
Yeah.
With a couple percentages of Rob at best thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting bet.
Do you think you're in the clubhouse?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet.
Wow. Okay. That's very open.
I just don't know. I don't know.
I would adopt a kid before I would have another kid. Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, but the other way, you know, like sending some out.
You send some kids out. Yes, that'd be great.
Maybe make a trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I famously don't know how to ride a bicycle, Rob.
Okay.
Jeremy says, how long do you think Akiva could stay up riding a bicycle? I've not rode a bicycle since I was probably like 9 years old.
Okay.
How long do you think if I, an uncoordinated person who hasn't been on a bicycle in like 25 years, how long do you think?
Did you have practice time or you're just getting on the bicycle?
First time, like right now, take out my wife's bicycle or something.
15 seconds.
It's tricky because I can't bet the under in this scenario because I can throw it, but I don't think I could last 15 seconds on the bicycle.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like Kramer time. Do you have a bike? Are you a bike guy?
So I do not currently have a bicycle. I would like to have a bicycle again.
But you do know how to ride a bike.
Certainly. Yeah.
And your kids have bikes? Like, have you taught them how to ride a bike yet?
You know, I feel like that they have them. I have not spent a ton of time with, you know, it's hard with the two kids. There are probably a lot of better parents out there that have put the time in that I have not put the amount of time that I should have into teaching my kids to ride bikes yet.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, I can't really do that, but I support them. I think they can all basically. What about swim? Have you taught them to learn how to swim?
They're good swimmers. Yeah, great swimmers.
Okay, good. Yeah, my kids do. All right, Scott has a bunch of sort of COVID-related questions, but not really depressing.
Okay.
So, like, when will this happen? All right. Over, under, when do you think Curb will come back? Season 11 of Curb on HBO, when do you think episode 1 would be released?
Okay, this is a specific COVID-related question?
No, some of them are, but this one happens not to be. But it's like, when will this come back?
Let's see.
A lot of people ask questions like that.
Well, there was a layoff in between. So, famously, there was a season at the end of 2017, right?
Yes.
And then there was a season then at the beginning of 2020, which was sort of like basically 2 years off.
Mm-hmm. And we thought that was filmed like in 20, you know, pretty early in 2019. Like it was done by the summer.
Yeah.
HBO sometimes sits on the show for like 6 to 9 months.
And I don't think that there's any sort of word about them going back into production. So
right. I think they've said it'll happen, but I don't think they've started filming.
Did you follow any of the stuff with Larry David's daughter with Pete Davidson?
Yes.
Yes. Could you give me that? I saw the headlines, but I wasn't interested enough to read the article. Can you give me the short version of that? She dated Pete Davidson and then they broke up and she was upset. And Larry David said to her, like, your ancestors were in the Holocaust. Get over it.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah,
you nailed it.
That was it. Was there anything else?
I mean, she's writing a book, so she's getting publicity for her book, Cassie David, Larry's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is she funny? Like, is she a comedian? Like,
or this is what I said to Allie and anyone else I was talking about this week. Like, I think she's talented, but also if she had zero talent, she'd be in the same spot she is right now, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being Larry David's daughter opens up,
does
so
she have
many
any projects or anything? Other than this book,
she has this
book. I dated Pete Davidson.
That was a project. Mm-hmm. By the way, my daughter was here.
Yeah.
Walked away. Pete Davidson. Like, if people are that upset when you break up with him, like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. The listeners know what I'm saying. Like, there has to be a reason that they're like devastated that to be broken up with Pete Davidson.
You're saying there's something about Pete Davidson that is hard to replace?
Yeah, hard to replace. That's what I'm saying. Above replacement level.
Wild take.
Here's the thing. I don't know. Like, she had an internet show people liked.
Okay.
And she has this book that I'm sure is fine. But I do think you're like starting with not just on third base, but with like a halfway lead home. If Larry David is your daughter,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, a conventionally attractive looking person, like that, you're doing it right for yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if she's talented. I'll read the book and I'll let you know if she's talented or not.
Okay, great.
I mean, just like a book of like amazing Larry David stories would be funnier than anything else you could do. No,
yeah, growing up as Larry David's kid, I think that would be interesting. But I feel like that's not what she wants to talk about.
Not what she wants to talk about. My honestly, anytime a celebrity writes a book, it's always about like, I wet the bed when I was 12, or like my parents, moved 32 times because they were in the army. It's never like the interesting stuff, which is like getting into show business and what happened and like this movie. It's always like, yeah, I'm going to write this one book, which is like ages 0 to 18. And then like, if this goes really well, maybe I'll tell you the interesting stuff next time. But you never get to the interesting stuff. Like, nobody ever sells enough books, or either you're too successful to write the second book or you're not successful and the first book didn't sell.
Sure. Okay.
I don't know if you read any celebrity books.
I do not.
They're always disappointing.
Yeah.
Travis wants to know.
When would they film it? Maybe film it this summer. And I guess maybe, could it be on January of 2022?
I guess that's like the earliest possible time. I think that's even
I don't feel very strongly about it.
Neither do I. It's an interesting question, but I don't feel strongly. Wayne wants to know, how many charts do you think Chester will make in the year 2021? A full year.
Well, I think you'd have more visibility into that than I do. How many charts does he make on average, and how many times is he just updating existing charts?
Yeah, it's hard. A lot of them are existing charts, but like, I will speak to him sometimes, like Monday night when football ends, like he has like dozens of charts he needs to update every week. Like the best players, it's a problem. He really feels the need to update all these charts that, again, nobody else sees besides him. I mean, you could see him if you ask him, but this one is a little bit more COVID based, Rob, also from Scott. When do you think the next time there will be a performance with a crowd of Hamilton on Broadway?
Okay. So we have to get Broadway to reopen and, let's see. I know they're dark through the spring of 2021, I think, is when, hypothetically, just, rampant speculation on my part. If there's a vaccine that begins to be distributed, but then they get into like how many people are going to take it. And if it's not like widely taken by people, how much does that slow things down in terms of what being widely available? Who gets it? I will say that I don't believe it will occur until, I will say, April 2022.
Wow. So you don't think there will be any? I mean, I'll take the under on that for sure.
I don't know if I feel strongly enough to bet $100 on it.
Okay. Do you want to move it? Do you want to make that a cheaper bet? What do you want to do?
Okay, let's see. Well, so far we have nothing. So far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, we didn't have to. We're trying to make
it. Put it in pencil. Yeah. We'll put it in a column. Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll put this in the maybe column.
Mm-hmm.
With the maybe column so far is betting on if I have another kid and Hamilton on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go ask my wife if she wants to have another kid before I bet on that? That is the dryer.
Okay. All right.
Who can go the longest only drinking water? Lucy and Jesse say we should do that. I'm not sure that's the thing I want
to
do.
Are we allowed to eat food also, or is it only just sustaining on water?
Well, that's a good question. Well, then that's very similar to the coffee Diet Coke thing. But if it's like only drinking water, Because when I fast in North Adams, Tuesday, we fast 6 times a year. There's no water. It's a full fast. No eating, no drinking.
Wow. Yeah. That would be tough
only
for me.
Water.
Even though famously I hate food that I eat on a very regular schedule.
Right, right. You eat to live. You don't live to eat like some people.
Yeah.
What do you think of the tweet this week?
Yes.
There was a lot of memes like, you know, what feels racist but isn't? What feels anti-Semitic but isn't? And Stephanie Bourgeois?
Yes, yes.
Tweeted, so the tweet was, what feels Jewish but isn't?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she wrote, Robin Nicole Cesternino.
Yeah.
I have to, like, your wife is not Jewish in any way. What is she talking about? You think your wife is Jewish?
Look,
people think you're Jewish. She doesn't listen to this. We could talk about this now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think she gives off like a Jewish vibe, Nicole? You don't want to say anything here?
I don't want to say anything here.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying. Like, people think you're Jewish. No one's ever gone up to Nicole like, what? Listen, there's two types of people on Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I also get here that like I go places and, you know, I live in the West Valley in Los Angeles. And I go places and sometimes people I get also that like sometimes I get that I'm Persian. People think that I am. I feel like that just everybody wants to claim me.
Well, what does that mean? How does that come up that you're Persian?
I guess because I go to establishments like the barber shop that is like, I guess a lot of people who are Persian go to that barber shop and take me as one of their own.
And people are like, hey, do you know Farsi? Like, I wonder how this comes up.
They just ask.
Okay. Listen, everyone wants to claim you. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big compliment. Everyone wants you on their team.
Yeah, I guess that I just fit in so naturally to every society.
No, it's true. It's true. You're like a chameleon.
That's what I'm like. Yeah, but how do I feel about that? What feels Jewish but isn't? I take it as a compliment.
Yeah, no, it's a compliment. It's a compliment. I just don't think the take is. I think the take's only 50% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Don't at the person who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dylan from Alberta says, so there's something called hedonometer, like hedonism, .org.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. Are you familiar with it?
Not yet.
Hedonometer.org.
Okay.
And
should I look at it in Dylan a private says, tab?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. You could go there. Hedonometer.
Yes. Okay. And it tells you how hedonistic something is?
No. So I think it's how happy the world is at all times. And I'm not sure how they judge that. I guess we could check from the website. But Dylan's question is, 6 months from now, will the world be happier or sadder than it is right now, as measured by hedonometer.org?
Hedonometer.org. I went to hedonometer.com.
Oh, no, you don't want to go to hedonometer.com. That's a mess.
Okay. So, hedonometer.org. So, what? So, okay, so this is interesting. So, yeah, this is actually a very interesting site. Basically it looks like that you would see on like if you were looking at like a stock and it shows highs and lows, and it looks like the, 365 day rolling average of the highest high might have been Christmas Eve 2019. It looks like that the, you know, we dipped to the low around the time of the protests around George Floyd, and we came back. This is worldwide?
It's English, so I think it's worldwide, but English only.
Yeah. Boy, I would say right now, do I buy the dip? Let me see. let me look, zoom
well,
in
the
here.
Peak was, the peak was the highest of the election of Joe Biden, says.
Yes, but that was not a super high peak.
No, but my point is that it was a recent peak, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, so right now you're buying stock high.
Yeah, right now this is the day of recording, we're 5.93. And then the question is, 6 months from now, are we higher than 5.93? The thing is, it does fluctuate day to day.
Yeah, it would almost, you need like the 7 day rolling average or a 14 day average, right? Because that day could be like, so celebrity could die, or, you know, one thing could happen that could throw it off.
Yeah. I mean, here's the crazy thing. So it's hard to say because as of right now, okay, this is, you know, 5.93. Go back to like sometime in August, it's like a 5.95. And go back to July of 2019, and we're at 5.97. So I feel like that we basically are sort of like at a pretty baseline number, and then we have like just some like peaks and valleys of like blips on the radar.
Yes, it does. It does seem to stay in a very tight window. Yeah,
it's like the Trump's approval rating of like it's mm-hmm. like it's always like you know 41%.
Right, or 37. Like, it never, right, it never goes, like, insanely high mm-hmm. or insanely low. I think...
I mean, it does, but I mean, this does go insanely low on, like first days of the coronavirus, you know, protests for George Floyd. There's a dip, but then it sort of comes right back to where it was.
But I'm saying it's still in, like, the 5-6 range, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm saying it never gets... Does it get lower than 5.6 here?
I mean, not for sustained periods of time. It's like it drops down and then comes right back to where it was.
Oh, I see. There are days where it's below. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah.
So 6 months from now is May. I feel like things could be going great in May, or people could really be at wit's end, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it does feel like that over time. It does feel like that it has gone down steadily. Mm-hmm. If I go back to, but not like by a ton, but if I go back to like August 25th, 2015, happiness is index is at 6.07.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this is an interesting site, but I don't think this is that great of a bet.
Right. I also think like we'd really need to know the site better to, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
to make the bet. Who has a better pulse of the audience? Robin Akiva will both pitch a wheel idea anonymously via their NatBot. The tweet with the most likes after 48 hours wins the bet. I don't know if it has to be their NatBot necessarily.
Hmm. Yeah.
Would you want to bet on who could pitch a better wheel idea to the audience?
So here's what I would say. That I feel like that I think I might have like a little bit more like of the theory down of what is going to make a good episode. And I feel like that you have a better sense of what the levers of, you know, making it happen are going to mm-hmm. Look like.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Is this a good episode? I feel like it's are we doing okay?
Know. We're doing okay. We just haven't come up with any bets. I think it's. Okay. I don't think it's boring. I just right. don't think. I just. We haven't nailed down any bets yet.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the show Be Positive on CBS, Rob?
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's a show. I don't even think it's aired yet. It's a new CBS sitcom with a guy from Silicon Valley that I think it's a Chuck Lorre show that he mm-hmm. is getting a kidney from a woman that he barely knows.
So Patrick says, what about over-under number of episodes for Be Positive? He says 24 and a half, which basically means, will it make it to a season two?
Yeah, I would say definitely.
Why? Because it's a Chuck Lorre show?
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't have told me. You should have been like, yeah, it's kind of stupid. I'll mm-hmm. bet on it. Here, let's look up Be Positive, see who's in it.
Yeah, I think maybe the premiere was last week. It is starring... one of the guys from Silicon Valley, Thomas Middleditch, and then the opposite lead is Annalee Ashford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thomas Middleditch got like mildly to middlingly canceled like a couple months ago.
Oh, he did? I thought it was a different guy from Silicon Valley.
It was a different guy too, but he also
multiple
did.
Guys from Silicon Valley got canceled.
Different things. It was like he talked about how like he told his wife that like they have to be he is a swinger and like she has no choice in the matter. Like after they got married, and he gave an interview to like Playboy or something that people thought was creepy, and then like to the surprise of nobody, they got divorced like 6 months later.
Yeah,
it was okay. A very weird interview.
All right, and then immediately following divorce, signs on for a big budget multicam sitcom.
Yeah, I don't think cancel culture is real in Chuck Lorre's universe, but I think, you know, let's see. Did the show get good ratings? I don't know.
I don't know what its time slot is.
Yeah, and there aren't a lot of shows nowadays that, like, any show, I feel like people are just happy for any content.
It's, look, let me, I'll be real with you. Thursdays, 8:30, following Young Sheldon. This show's going at least three seasons.
No, so it's a time slot hit, you're saying?
I think that it's Chuck Lorre has had very few failures.
That's true. Whatever happened to Charlie Sheen?
I think he's out there.
I know, but like, he was such a big deal and he was doing the tour and stuff. And like, I feel like he's been so quiet for about 5 years now.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen, like circa like 2011 was like the real bad boy and he's got a lot going on. But then, I don't know. I think everybody just tuned him out.
This is a weird
question.
That was
like the day that was like, you know, before like the news, like there used to be like entertainment stories that would like capture our attention 24/7.
You're saying now the news captures everything.
Right, right. You know, we used to have like the politics would be boring and then it would be like have crazy like celebrity entertainment stories that would, you know, preoccupy our nation.
Right. I think politics could get boring again.
I hope so.
Shelby, this is a weird question. Is the host wearing matching socks?
Is the host wearing the host of what?
I guess this podcast.
Is the host wearing matching socks? I mean, do you have two different socks on?
A lot of times I like they're not exact matches.
Mm-hmm.
I can check.
Yeah.
But I think the host is probably you. I'm more of the co-host / co-founder.
What do you think? Do you think I have matching socks on?
Yeah, for sure. Because you were like befuddled by even the idea. But I am not wearing matching socks. Shelby should have said it's a giveaway.
Right. No, that would bother me if I was wearing two different socks.
I put on my socks in the dark. So it just like going to the sock drawer.
Not disturb your wife when she's sleeping?
Yeah. I think one of the kids came in the morning. They were sleeping. So it was like mostly dark. I knew they were black. I didn't put on like a black sock and a white sock, but I don't think that they're matching.
How often do you have your shoes on? I know you famously need help to tie them, but do you?
I don't have any laces.
Yeah. Are you often in barefoot socks or socks and shoes?
I've never put on shoes in my house unless there's like glass breaks or something. I don't put on shoes.
Right.
This has come up
on the podcast. The Canadians were horrified.
Yeah, the height of Quar, as the cool people I think are saying Quar. On Twitter. Quarantine, like they're calling it Quar.
I didn't know that.
My shoes were outside my front door. My sneakers were outside my front door, and I didn't know that for about a month. Like, I'm like, that's so weird. They just disappeared, my sneakers. Mm-hmm. And then I left the house, and they were there, and I'm like, oh, I haven't like opened this door in like 24 days or something.
Yeah.
They were just outside the door. Nobody took them. How many days?
People can steal your shoes? Yeah.
I don't think anybody was going to steal my shoes. It was just funny that they were right outside the door.
I've had a pair of shoes that I wore like to Target in like the early days of Quar, and then I was like, oh, don't bring them back in the house, they have COVID on them, and they've just been out there since like the middle of March. I have to just throw them out.
Do you remember that though, when we thought, like, I mean, maybe it's true, maybe we were right then, like that everything had, like if you go outside you touch the garbage it has corona now, how scared we were.
I think that we've learned a lot since then.
No, we've learned nothing, but that still might be true. We have no idea.
No, I think we have an idea.
How about this? Tomas says, what will the Rotten Tomatoes score for Space Jam: A New Legacy starring LeBron James that's coming out next year be?
Are we talking about critics?
Bet on the critics score will do. My son asks me all the time, when is Space Jam 2? I think it's hard for a kid to understand like how many years it takes to make an animated movie, you know?
Now, Space Jam 2, it will feature LeBron James, correct?
Yes.
Now, is this canon in the Space Jam universe? Is it a Space Jam reboot? Because I feel like that there's so much animosity between Michael Jordan and LeBron James, unless it's all kayfabe. So do you how are they telling this story where Michael Jordan is sort of like the seminal character in the Space Jam canon? And now LeBron is going to just take over for him? Is Michael Jordan signing off on this?
I don't think he owns the rights to it. I don't think he has to. He was just the star of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, the movie, but he doesn't own the Looney Tunes.
Is this a peaceful transfer of power in the Space Jam universe?
I could see Trump, I could see MJ tweeting. I could see MJ tweeting, like...
This is a fake Space Jam. This is not,
looking like the first week, like, look, you know, retweeting people are like, you know, Space Jam 1 made $261 million its first month at the box office. This one is you know, struggling. People are saying it's not as popular. I could see that.
Yeah. So I just don't know. How do you square that?
I'm not sure. But does that really matter for what the Rotten Tomatoes score is going to be? Because I don't know.
I just think that that's interesting.
It is interesting. It is an interesting question. I don't know if we know the plot of this film yet.
Yeah. Will Michael Jordan not have a cameo in this film?
I don't think he will. I mean, I think he should, but like, you're the Mr. Looney Tunes, Bobby Looney Tunes. You call up Michael Jordan. He's going to want so much money for a cameo. I'm not sure it's worth it.
Bobby Looney Tunes. You don't think one of the Warner Brothers would call?
Oh, fine. So like Tom Warner pulls up, or Billy. I don't know what their names are. So Billy Warner calls up, is like, hey, MJ, do you want a cameo? Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's like too much money and it's not worth it.
Okay. All right. So what will the critic score be of Space Jam? I think it will be high.
Okay. You want to set a number and see if I'm willing to go under?
Let's see. Well, let me just take a look at the original Space Jam. The original Space Jam only has a 43% critic score.
Interesting. Now, I think that's one of the movies.
63. Yeah.
Space Jam is one of those movies that wasn't beloved when it was beloved, like it was a hit, but I do think it's like, it's stood the test of time pretty decently. Like it has a lot of rewatchability. It has like a lot of love on the internet. Enough so that the internet, I feel like, pushed for the sequel.
Okay. All right. So do you want to throw out a number?
Well, or should we do audience score? Land.
Yeah. No, let's do critics score. Tomato meter.
I just think if the first one was 43, I think it's going to be hard. I think I'm willing to go under if it was like 56.
I would go over 56. Okay. And now do we have to wait for like after like 2 weeks of reviews?
I'd say two weeks of reviews. 2 weeks of reviews.
2 weeks of reviews. Fair. What is the date that this is going to air? What's the release date?
Summer film.
Might get pushed back.
And now, does it matter if like they just like give up, if there's like no more movies in theaters and they give up and release it just, on like
I don't think
Hulu or something, and then it's like I feel like the standards are so much lower for movies like that.
If it ends up being a direct to I think that they would wait till the movies reopen.
Yeah, it's probably too expensive to just throw out there. I don't know if it has a release. Oh yeah,
July 16, 2021.
I think it's going to be under 50. The bad guy is Don Cheadle.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The other NBA players are Klay Thompson, the Brow, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul, Kyle Kuzma. So those are good players, but they're not like, they picked very funny players for the first one. You know, and then WNBA players, Taurasi, Diana Taurasi, and a bunch of other WNBA players.
I think we got one here.
All right, fine. $100. I'm going under 56. Mark it down. Whoever, we need a keeper of the bet.
Over 56. Yeah. Do we have to appoint someone who's going to be in charge of the bet board?
Yeah. Whoever the first person to volunteer is the keeper of the bet.
All right. All right. Good.
All right. Okay. I'm happy about that bet. But now we should try and have something that solved before next July if we can.
Sure.
Eric Raskin and John want to know, how many days until the next Renap live show do you think there will be?
I mean, that's one that we're in direct control of, but I feel like probably not until, you know, summer 2022 at the least.
So you think there's no chance that people could do stuff in summer 2021?
I think people can do stuff, but I wouldn't start organizing a big event for summer 2021. That's going to take...
You don't think podcasters are going to be the first people to get the vaccine from Pfizer? I think podcasters should go first, no?
Look, I'll take it.
Yeah. What will happen if there's no more podcasts? What would happen? First of all, every podcaster.
Yeah.
I guess that would be like half the country. Yeah.
Who will get the vaccine first? Me or you?
Oh, that's a good question. Who gets the vaccine first? Yeah.
I'll do it.
Would you take it now? Would you be a guinea pig?
I'll be it. Look, if the scientists say it's good, I'll take it.
Okay. I like that question. How many days till the next live show? But again, that is something we control. Jordan Kalish, Seeds Baby, wants to know who could name more Renap episodes from memory.
Hmm. I mean, there's 100 episodes that I feel like, didn't we already do this with the Sporkle quiz?
You did the Sporkle quiz, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we do a Sporkle quiz now.
No. It'd be very boring.
Alex wants to know, who could go the longest without making a Seinfeld reference?
I mean, do we make a ton? I mean, I guess we did in this episode.
Mm-hmm. This episode, we made a bunch.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I could.
Yeah, you could probably go longer.
Mm-hmm.
Over under, how many sit-ups Akiva can do or how many sit-ups Rob can do?
Is that me versus you or is there an over under?
I think it would be, I don't think it's me versus, because I think you could do more. Do you do sit-ups as part of your exercise regimen every day?
I don't do a lot of ab work.
No?
No.
It looks like you do.
Hey.
I'm just making it up. I haven't checked your abs in a while.
No. You know, I think this is pretty boring.
How about this? This is a funny question from Alex. Who has the better fit on currently?
Who has the better fit on? What does that mean?
A fit is like a look. Like whose clothes are cooler right now?
I don't know. How are your clothes right now?
Okay, so let's make no bet, but let's have the audience decide. I will describe what I'm wearing. Okay.
Okay.
Like orange and white and blue basketball shorts that I've had for a long time.
Yeah.
And a green Rambam Masifta intramural shirt, which is like my high school basketball. But I didn't, was never,
what's that
in
word? Rambamba?
Rambam is like Maimonides. You ever heard of him? He's like a famous Jewish guy. Anyway, so Rambam and Masifta is just the name of like a Jewish school.
Mm-hmm.
Intramural. So like the high school basketball intramurals, even though I did not play in them. So I don't know why I specifically have this shirt. So it's a shirt from high school. It looks good. Looks like, doesn't look like one of those old ratty shirts. It's held up well for like a 15, 18 year old shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the fit. And then I have black socks. Usually I don't wear socks, but I have black socks.
That don't match.
Yeah, these old basketball shorts and my green Rambam t-shirt. Now, what fit are you pulling off right now, Rob?
Yeah, so I am wearing a gray V-neck t-shirt.
Okay.
And then I am wearing a pair of lighter gray shorts that are sort of like a sweatpant material. And then I am wearing sneakers and ankle cut socks.
Okay. Ankle
this
cut.
Is the worst episode.
No, this is the best one. We're having fun. We're having fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. I don't know who's pulling off the best. All right. Let me give you my favorite one of the whole night. And you're not even going to like it.
Okay.
This is from Alex P. Who is faster, Mike Bloom or Puya?
Who's faster? How would we determine this?
They could both run like a 40-yard dash and time it, and I'll bet on one, you'll bet on the other.
Yeah. So I would actually, I've been like, I don't want to necessarily plan like a live event, but I would like to do like a team building exercise of like, try to get like all of like the RHAP podcast hosts, like in one place for like a weekend, like a team building exercise. Ooh. So I feel like that Mike Bloom would be faster. If it's I feel like Puya, I think would be stronger, but I think Mike Bloom is faster.
Do you think the length of the race would matter? Do you think if it was like 5 miles that Puya would beat Mike Bloom?
I don't know that their backstory in terms of like distance running.
Yeah. I've never seen either reference that they're going running, which doesn't mean that they don't. I don't know either's athletic history.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good question because it's even. I don't think it's like a previous bit that we're picking up. I don't think it's like come up on a podcast. I'm willing to bet on Puya if you're willing to bet on Mike Bloom. And they can go out. I feel like both these guys are up for anything. Like they can go out to the park, measure 40 meters, and have somebody stopwatch them and time them.
But what if the... Oh, okay. So we're going to do it separately.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to get together and have a race, that's great. They don't live that far away that it's impossible.
I think that better... Because I think that like the 40-yard, who's marking off 40 yards? Are we going to tape measure?
Yeah, you could get a tape measure. People run 40s all the time. They practice 40s by themselves.
I don't know. I feel like that I would like to see a, you know, head-to-head competition.
Okay, so we could do this head-to-head. I don't think they live that far apart that it's impossible that in the next few months they couldn't be in the same place at the same time.
If it doesn't come up, you know, in the next 4 or 5 months of a head-to-head competition, then I'm okay with then the side-by-side.
Okay, so we're giving them till, let's say, Memorial Day. Can we give them till Memorial Day weekend to have an in-person race, and after that, they have to time it.
Yes.
And I'm paid of putting $100 on Puya. You're putting $100 on Mike Bloom.
Now, are they allowed to train before then? Like, what if Puya goes into, like, you know, he's going to be running like wind sprints every day?
I mean, they should both be training.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give them a little bit of the winnings if you win?
Yeah, like I wouldn't give Puya anything if he wins.
Well, of course not. But I'm saying
if Mike Bloom wins, are you
incentivizing Mike Bloom to train?
Yeah, I'd give Mike Bloom half of your money.
Yeah, it would be funny. Like, what if we sort of like, all right, we throw like an obscene amount of money to win this $100. Like, hire him like a sprint coach and get a cameo from like Usain Bolt telling him like what he should do.
Hey, Mike, it's Usain Bolt, noted Olympic athlete. I just want to wish you good luck in your upcoming 40-yard dash against Puya.
I think this is a good idea. I do think this is my favorite one of the whole.
Who submitted that?
That was from Alex P. Alex P. has a lot of ideas. This is another one of Alex P.'s ideas. Who will tweet next? Whoopi Goldberg or Adam Sandler?
Okay. Now, well, when was the last tweet from the Whoopster?
Okay. So Whoopi last tweeted 3 days ago, but she has way more tweets. She has like 4,300 tweets. Sandler has, I think, 1,000 and change. You could look at their Twitter accounts while I'm talking here. But so Whoopi historically is the bigger tweeter. Sandler's come on recently. I think he has a tweet from a day ago.
Okay, so Whoopi Goldberg, how am I not following her yet? Okay, Whoopi Goldberg last tweeted on November 11th, and she tweeted a video that was funny. Then she's been political this election cycle, Whoopi. Okay. So then Adam Sandler, the Sandman, at Whoopi Goldberg, if you want for following it along at home. Let's see. Adam Sandler, that he is at Adam Sandler. I'll throw a follow at the Sandman also. I think they both joined in 2011, I believe. Okay. So he has tweeted, he tweeted on November 13th. Do you have a strong take on this?
I lean Sandler here just because I think recent history, Whoopi's not been dropping a lot of tweets.
Yeah,
I think he picked them because they're close. Yeah, I think he picked them because it is close. So I'm willing to go Sandman if you're taking Whoopi here.
Okay, do replies count?
Oh, good question. I'm going to say no. It has to be a main page tweet.
Do retweets count?
Let me look at Whoopi's page, because I think Whoopi is a bigger retweeter than the Sandman. Sandler's dog is named Bagel?
I guess so. Oh, yeah, the dog has a circular object around it. It could be making an observation about the circular, like, inner tube.
Whoopi posts a picture of her with Joe Biden on Amtrak. I think, Whoopi's not a big retweeter. I think retweets have to count. Yes.
Okay. All right. If retweets count, I feel good about Whoopi.
All right.
Is this $100? You feel good about this?
No, I think let's do $25 here.
$25 on Whoopi versus Sandler. Yeah. Adam Sandler joined Twitter on June 2011. And I believe the Whoopster joined April 2011. Pretty wild.
But Sandler basically didn't tweet for years. I think he started tweeting again for Uncut Gems.
Okay. Whoopi, 1.5 million. And Adam Sandler, I think, what is he up to?
I think less.
Less. I don't know how many Sandlers. Less than Whoopi.
Does Sandler have it? Because I'm not sure. Let me check. Sandman.
I think he had more. 2.7 million.
Oh, okay, fine. If we rolled the dice 69 times, how many times would 4 come up? Like 11-ish, right?
Who cares? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Alex had some good ones.
Okay.
All right. Over under unique guests on Renap in 2021.
By the way, that we are recording this podcast at 3:30 Pacific time right now. So in case Whoopi or Adam Sandler drop a tweet before the end of this podcast, that would be the next tweet.
Yes. Yeah. We should set up. What's it called? We should set up like an alert for Whoopi and Adam Sandler.
Yes. That Adam Sandler's most recent tweet is bagel dealing with life, and Whoopi ended up tweeting out that video that was about how it's a video that my friend sent this to me today, and it's about something called The Blackening, about how it's a video, I guess, making fun of how the black cast member is always the first to die in a horror movie.
This is from Megan the Librarian.
Yes.
And she says, what percentage of the Renap audience likes Star Wars? Would you do a bet on this?
Didn't we already do this? Didn't
Star Trek. Sorry. Yeah, we did Star Wars. This is Star Trek. Sorry.
What percent of the Renap audience likes Star Trek? I will say that love Star Trek or just like Star Trek?
Like the question is, do you like Star Trek?
Do you like Star Trek? I feel like that 36% of the audience likes Star Trek.
So if we're saying the only options are yes or no, and is this like a general, like, I wonder, is this on your Twitter account or my Twitter account, or can we have a separate place where it's like we're making sure that it's actual Renap listeners versus the general public who are answering,
as opposed to the wide swath of the general public that follows you that are not Renap listeners?
that's fair. So it's my, if it's a my Twitter poll, do you like Star Trek or not? What is somebody mowing the lawn? What's happening here?
I moved the Keurig machine in here for these podcasts.
Okay. Yeah, this guy couldn't go 10 seconds without coffee.
Yeah. Not only that, I moved the Keurig machine in here for the podcast, and also, like, I brought the milk. I got everything.
The what?
Milk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it would be... Oh, I think you nailed it with 36. That's my problem. I think you said a good number.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say over 36.
Over 36.
But I don't feel so strong. Yeah. I wouldn't do $100 on over 36.
No.
I think that's a pretty close number to what it would be.
Also, people may want us to win the bet. We may have influenced the poll.
That's true. We shouldn't have said who would... what's it called? Who was on which side? Nelson from Denver says, which Trump child will be the first to be on Dancing with the Stars? I would extend it to the administration. Do a draft.
Administration is so big.
Right.
You know, will... Okay, how about... I guess the question is, will a Trump relative appear on Dancing with the Stars in the year 2021?
So that includes, like, Mary Trump, the anti-one?
You can include Mary Trump.
Yeah, there aren't... It isn't that big of a family, though.
I'm not sure Mary Trump is a Dancing with the Stars contestant.
Like Barron, but he's a kid.
Yeah, not a kid.
That would be good. He's, like, 7 feet tall. People would like that.
That would be good. Yeah,
I don't think any of them are going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
I don't think so either. I think Tiffany is the probably.
Oh yeah, you know what? She could be on. She could be, but I think she's trying to be a lawyer, so I'm not sure she would want to do that.
I would bet no if this was on.
I think I'm. It's a good question. I think I'm leaning no too.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tiffany. I think you know that. I think Tiffany's the only.
Kaylee McEnany could.
It could be like Kaylee McEnany and her husband who's on the Mets who sucks. I think
that. Kaylee McEnany's husband is on the Mets?
Her husband was Sean Gilmartin. He was like a terrible reliever on the Mets for a few years. Do you remember him?
Not really.
He was like always like their last reliever out of the bullpen. He wasn't good. But yeah, that's her husband.
Yeah.
Each take a bet on how many days until your wives unintentionally wear the same color shirt?
As me?
Like, I don't know.
Or as each other.
Like you wear a brown shirt one day, then like the next time you wear a brown shirt. I'm not really sure what that means.
So that... This has happened where, you know, because we have like RHAP swag, sometimes my wife will be wearing a RHAP shirt and I will come downstairs. I'll be wearing the same RHAP shirt and I try to change. It's too weird that husbands and wives and partners should not, you know, wear the same outfit.
Well, is it weird just because you're both like promoting the same thing? And if someone came to the door, it'd be weird that you're both like promoting the podcast or no?
I don't
or is
like,
it just you don't want to be matching?
I don't want to be matching.
Okay.
Is that so bad?
Yeah. Would you bet on Alexa picking a number from 1 to 10?
Can Alexa do that?
I think if you say, hey, Alexa, pick a number from 1 to 10, they'd pick it.
Not particularly interesting.
Okay. Over under on tested efficacy of first vaccine approved for general use.
Too boring. No, yeah.
Can you guys have a draft? Michael wants to know for who's going to be in the ringers. Who won 2020 tournament?
Can we have a draft for who? I mean, I think you know who's going to like maybe like if you want to throw some people in there, will they like if we're going to say this is interesting. I don't follow them closely enough to know who what they're going to say.
I know, because it's going to be very ringer specific. Like last year would have been like everyone from Succession. Do you think like Fauci won 2020? Do you think?
I don't think so.
You don't think he won 2020?
I don't think that they're gonna say that. I feel like they'll be like LeBron or something.
Okay. Saturday, that's this person's name, says, who can last the longest watching one music video over and over with no break? That's a funny bet. Me and my best friend did this years ago.
We're going to have like a Clockwork Orange like apparatus to hold our eyes open. How can you tell when I'm taking a break? What if I'm refreshing Twitter?
You could refresh Twitter on your phone while watching on a computer screen, I think.
Hmm.
But you're sitting in front of the same music video on repeat.
You know what? I don't want any bets where I'm being tortured.
This would be funny.
I don't like torture.
Listen, art can be torture, Rob. That's what we learned.
Mm-hmm.
How many Twitter followers will Akiva have by St. Patrick's Day? I would do that bet if you take the over, because I feel like you'd be motivated to get me higher. What's the total number of points that we scored in the 2021 Super Bowl?
Hmm.
What would the over-under there be?
And just over-under generic Super Bowl?
So it's generic Super Bowl. I'm sure you could get that number right now. It's probably like, I don't know, 43.5?
43.5.
44.5.
I mean, I would take the over.
And then you're like rooting for like low scoring teams.
Yeah, always take the over. Life's too short to take the under.
Mm-hmm. How many tweets will the Renatbot make for the rest of 2020?
Hmm.
Like how often? I think the Renatbot like tweets, like it's a bot. It tweets every 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, so you just have to do the math there.
I tried to explain the Renatbot to Danny Bryson, who was unaware recently that he was mentioned in a Renatbot tweet, and he was blown away.
Mm-hmm. So were you able to explain it to him properly?
I was. He was like, wait, what? His mind was like completely blown.
Yeah. I mean, you had to explain to him what Renap was, I'm sure, to start.
Yeah. I think people are able to follow the idea of like, okay, it's pretty easy to explain to people like that. We have a podcast where we have a wheel of ideas and every week we do whatever comes up on the wheel. Like that's pretty basic to explain the artificial intelligence that generates alternative ideas is a little more complicated.
Oh, 100%. Much harder to explain. Who can spell the longest word? Beck wants to know.
I feel like that you're a better speller.
I'm a good speller, but not a great speller. I'm a bad typist, so I'm very good at like typos on like social media and stuff. Sarah says, I know this is not a political podcast, but I would love you two to bet on whether Trump will attend Biden's inauguration. You have a strong take there?
I mean, I do not think he will be there.
No, I don't think he'll be there too.
Mm-hmm.
I was willing to take that bet if you were going, but I also don't think that's a 50-50 bet. Do you guys want to play rock, paper, scissors for money?
No.
Okay. I don't know how we do that. Anyway, how many commercials in the Super Bowl will reference COVID?
What's a COVID reference? If the commercial says
in these unprecedented times, is that a COVID reference?
I think it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will the Jets get the number one pick in the NFL draft? A lot of people wanted to know that.
I mean, I hope they do. I mean, I don't want to jinx it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you root for the Jets to lose every game?
At this point, yeah. I need them to have the number one pick. Absolutely.
Do you know any Jets fans that don't root for them to lose every game?
I don't. I saw like even the most casual of Jet fans were rooting for them to lose on Sunday. That's what like people are much more sophisticated now than they were. Like,
I got into a big argument with my brother of that. You know that he like we got into it like that. It was unfortunate. It got hot like really quick where he was very. Mm-hmm. he was very angry about the Jamal Adams trade. And I was like, damn, this was a great trade. He's like, yeah. What, more draft picks? Well, how are the draft picks that we have doing? Like, well, I mean, it's a new administration. He got very heated over it. He felt like that. I'm like, that was a great trade.
Has he apologized yet?
No, not yet.
All right, last one. I'll give you some of the non-money stakes ideas because some of them were fun. And then we'll go over some of the ones in the maybe pile and then we could get to the mailbag. Well, a prop bet, Adam says, that requires you to practice a skill within a certain amount of time. So you could do it the best. Solve a Rubik's Cube or learn to juggle, get the highest score.
I don't want to bet on us.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of the people wanted us to bet on us, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Right now, we have one bet right now, right? Two?
No, well, we have a few. The $100 bet, we have $200 bets, I think. Okay. The Rotten Tomatoes score, I say under 56, and you say over.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's faster between Mike Bloom and Puya? So we have $200.
Two bets, yeah.
And then, then Whoopi or Adam Sandler, I think, is a $25 bet. I'm willing to bet $20 on me not having a kid. Which side of that bet are you on, the having a kid bet?
I mean, is the bet, will you have a kid or will you have a kid before me?
Before you.
Hmm.
Before you, but also, I guess if no one has a kid in the next 5 years, then that's...
I mean, I am all in on you having a kid before me.
But remember, if I don't have a kid, that's the other... You know what I mean? It's me have a kid or Rob has a kid or no one has a kid. That's the other side.
There's three sides?
No, there's two sides. It's who's going to have a kid first? Akiva? And the other side is Rob or no one? You follow? That's like the 50-50 mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah, well, I'm all in on Akiva.
Fine, I'll go Rob or no one for $20.
Okay, great. And then, well, at what point then do I owe you $20?
We said within 5 years.
Okay.
So 5 years from today. What's today? November what?
I don't think you can go 5 years without having another kid.
Well, I mean, if I haven't had one in 5 years, it's pretty safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No offense to my wife. Mm-hmm. November 15th, we'll say 2025.
Mm-hmm. Put it down.
Okay, mark that down. Do you want to bet on the Hamilton one? We were sort of, I was pretty, you thought June 2022. So I'm pretty hard in favor of that happening before June 2022.
Okay. Would you give me earlier?
I'd give you earlier, yes.
How early would you give me?
I'd give you, let's say, February 1st, 2022.
Okay. I will take it.
Okay. And how much, what are we betting there?
I don't know if I'd go 100 on that. We go 50 on that.
Right,
one?
You want to go? Yeah, we could do 50. So if Hamilton has had a performance
on Broadway,
with a crowd by February 1st, 2020, February 1st, 2022.
Okay,
I win. If they have not,
when you say with a crowd, are we socially distanced? Is it like 50 seats? Crowds.
Yeah, I'd say at least it has to be paying customers. It can't be like, we're going to put it on and put it on PBS or something.
Okay, paying customers and
paying customers.
What
doesn't
if they
have to be a full crowd?
What? Okay, yeah, all right. It doesn't have to be a full crowd.
No, I don't think so.
What's the quorum there? 100 people?
I'd say 100 people. That's fine.
Okay, all right. Give me that.
Okay, let me give me some of the non-stakes ideas. See if you like any of them. If Akiva wins this bet, and this is just for any bet, it's not something specific. Rob has to lie down and recline for a whole podcast. If Rob wins the bet, Akiva has to stand for a whole podcast.
But this is just a stakes and not
no, this
no
was
bet
the
attached?
Idea for a stakes. Yeah, there's no specific bet attached. I asked people for some.
I don't even know how I would do a podcast lying down.
I mean, I did it. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who doesn't remember Game Night 2? It was a big hit.
Yes.
Loser has to perform a parody song about the many virtues of Alex Chester. Losers cannot trim their toenails for 5 months. Loser gives their 2021 veto to the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Loser has to
have vetoes?
We each have our veto for this year.
But not best friend's veto.
But the best friend's veto was... But listen, we haven't used our veto and it's already November 14th.
Okay. Hey, look, so, that means we should be a little bit loose with the... I mean, it's like there's like 40 seconds left in the game. We got three timeouts.
That is true. It is true. You don't want to be... You can't bring them to next year, I don't think, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah.
The loser has to tweet a non-ironic pro-Adam Gase at the Jets coach for the non-sports fans tweet after the Jets win.
Yeah.
That probably won't happen. Another person had the same idea. Akiva has to do a podcast standing up, and Rob loses. He has to do it laying down. If Akiva wins for 1 month, the podcast is called Akiva and Rob Need a Podcast. If Rob wins, Akiva has to edit an episode. I think Rob loses that
we
way.
We all lose.
No matter what.
Yeah.
If Akiva wins, Rob has to be in charge of the mailbag for a month.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people had the same lying down idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have five. It seems like we have five bets here. Do you have any ideas for bets?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Well, here's what. Will Akiva start a fourth podcast by the end of 2021?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's just there's not enough time in the week, especially now that I'm working like 32 fans mm-hmm. in GOG, Renap. Time consuming. Like, well, this is a long podcast to record, and mm-hmm. GOG's hard because, unlike a lot of my other podcast cronies, Allie has a real job.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're not always available. And Chester, we already do two. That's so many. So it's really would be a fifth and fourth and a half podcast every week. Mm-hmm. What would it be? Do you have any ideas for me if I was starting a new podcast, what it should be about?
Man, I do find you to be a very knowledgeable guy.
Yeah, but I think I'll be spread too thin if I do anymore. Like the nice thing about NGOG is I'm not really talking about this. It's so specific. I'm not talking about the same things
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about here. And also like Renap, we talked about sports today, but we rarely talk about sports on Renap. So I'm doing the sports stuff there, the sort of TV stuff on, you know what I mean? At a certain point, you get spread too thin. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't know. I don't think I should do a fourth.
Okay.
I mean, if someone comes along and they you know, throw a Brinks truck at me, then I'd say, yeah. But
yeah.
Do they still have Brinks trucks?
I have no idea. Okay. All right. So are you ready to go mm-hmm. You want to go to the mailbag?
Yeah, let's go to the mailbag.
Do we do okay?
I mean, you said that it was really bad. We didn't like.
I don't think it was really bad, but I feel like that. I feel like we lost a lot of the casuals.
Maybe maybe we didn't get a wide enough swath of betting ideas because so many of the people either wanted sports stuff or Renap specific mm-hmm. stuff. Maybe next time I will remind you to retweet it. Maybe there would have been more of the not diehard Renap people. Maybe throwing out more general ideas.
Okay.
But I do like some of the bets. I think the Puya Mike Bloom idea is like a Grand Slam home run. I think that's really funny. I'm excited for the immediate payoff of Whoopi or Adam Sandler. Like, imagine if neither one has tweeted for a week. Like, that'll be great.
Yeah, high stakes.
When they tweet. Yeah. I'm excited for Space Jam, Hamilton. Like, there's other things at play there. And now, like, I have to talk to my wife about having another kid or I lose $20.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, okay. We'll All right, do you want to tease what's coming up in the mailbag? If anybody's thinking about turning the podcast off.
Yeah, I've been, we've been really...
Somebody's like, boy, Akiva's got, you know, two other podcasts this week that I got to listen to.
Yeah, two and a half.
Why is this worth my time?
Oh, no. Well, maybe they're thinking next week will definitely be better. So I'm excited for the wheel. Yeah, we have not gone through the wheel waiting room in a long time. We have dozens of ideas that are sort of on the cusp of the either being promoted to the wheel or being banished to the bin of history. So I think we should go through all those ideas right now and clean out the wheel waiting room. I think it's spring cleaning.
All right. Fall. All right. So we got the wheel waiting room and a guest. Also, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this here on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, and we are back. Mailbag 107, as we are joined here by, it's been a minute since we had him here with us, so we needed to bring back our third wheel, Zach Muhammad. Zach, how are you?
Good. What's up, guys? Yeah, long time no chat. I mean, I talk to Rob sometimes, but it's been a minute since I've been on a podcast with Akiva. So how y'all doing?
Yeah, we are doing... I'm speaking for Akiva. I think we're doing okay, right? How are you?
We're fine. We're fine. We're better now that you're here.
And of course, you can hear Zach weekly on Post Show Recaps with Akiva's biggest stan, Jacob, talking about Avatar, The Last Airbender, that originally was pitched as a season 3, episode 7. And Zach and Jacob said, you know what? We're doing our own thing.
Yeah, because when it was pitched, I was like, I don't know if it has the best season 3, episode 7. This doesn't seem like a show that's up Rob and Akiva's alley necessarily. So then that got the wheels turned into my head. And yeah, me and Jacob turned it into a full-fledged podcast. We just recorded this morning. We had an episode with Audrey Sizemore. She sells Avatar-themed masks on Etsy. So be on the lookout for that. That should be dropping Tuesday. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Tired. Pitch. Robin Akiva, a season 3, episode 7 idea. Wired. Just do your own podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been a minute since I came on, because I remember when I pitched my third wheel thing, I made a joke about like, you guys have two Ernies and no Shaq or something. Mm-hmm. But since then, because when I first applied for the third wheel competition, the only really like black podcasters on the network were probably Amon and Bryce. But since I've won that third wheel competition, you guys got AJ Norris, LaTanya Starks, you got Chappelle, of course, a star.
Too many to even name.
Asia, so many. So you guys have done such a good job with the Rehab Class of 2020 and the pool of diversity we got in the podcasting seat. Yeah. Did an excellent job all around.
Okay. All right. Well, Zach, great to have you here with us to talk about our mailbag that we're going to start to go through. And it's been a minute. Akiva, do you have any idea the last time we did this?
We're supposed to do this every like 10 or 20 episodes, and we have not. So it's been a long time. I wanted to have Will. I asked him sort of short notice, but what Will did, because he's a legend, is he wrote like Excel style notes for all of the ideas if we didn't remember what they were. So Will is really going to carry us through this. But I wanted to start with a bit of controversy before we get into the Will waiting room.
Controversy. Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you've noticed, but we've been tagged on like hundreds of tweets in the last day about an idea that we've batted around for like a year.
Yeah.
Which is the Jenny Autumn Astrology podcast.
Yes. Okay.
And so, at first, yeah.
I was going to say that. So I played a little bit of a role in, you know, how it started as opposed to how it's going.
Yeah. So we were sort of like, you know, we'd mentioned and people would be like, nah. And then we were like, why are we giving in to the, like the few people out there who are haters? Let's just do it. Mm-hmm. And we said we'd do it off air, but then we never really put it on the wheel. Mm-hmm. We kind of forgot about it for a few weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess let me play first. So one of our listeners, Bill, that he became a patron of Rob as a podcast, and that he asked for a, you know, I'll record a cameo for our listeners, and he asked for a cameo, but he said that I actually have a cameo and I would like it to go to Jenny Autumn. And so the other night I recorded this, and he had a very specific thing that he wanted me to talk about. And so first let me play you, this is me, my cameo for Jenny Autumn from one of our listeners, Bill.
Coming to you live from my apartment. It's Rob's cameo for Jenny Autumn. Let's say hello to my friend Jenny Autumn. This is a message actually though from Rob Cisternino, but it is on behalf of Bill Sorensen. Bill's a patron, and Bill was very disappointed that Libra season did not ever go up on the Renap wheel. He says it was part of the wheel or no wheel ban for 6 months. And that 6 months had lapsed, and then it never went back on the wheel. And he said that he was going to campaign to get it back on the wheel, and it's never gone up on the wheel. And he says it's because Akiva is cranky, and I agree. When he doesn't want something to happen on the wheel, he'll be like, well, let's just see. Maybe I'll put a poll on my Twitter, and that poll doesn't come. It doesn't happen.
That's some grade A bus throwing, right?
Jeez.
But that's classic Uncle Kiwi. So Bill is going to keep campaigning. That Bill also said that that he still thinks it would be a great podcast, especially if you do a chart of big personalities like Chappelle, Brent, Grace, or even Bryce. So that would also be a great part of the astrology podcast. But anyway, Jenny.
I wasn't sure if those people are on the panel or that Jenny's doing a profile on them. But
yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Bill is working hard. He does not want Libra season to die. Maybe coming up around next Libra season, maybe could be a good time to wheel jam it. But hope you're doing great. Looking forward to the next time that we get to talk. All the best to you, Phil T, Young Manners, and from Bill and myself. Hope you're doing great.
Okay. So that was my cameo. Innocent enough, right?
Bill also pays for
you're getting paid to roast me. Jeez.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
This guy Bill has plenty of money. He should just send me money.
Why? You're not putting, you're blocking Libra season from going on the wheel.
I'm not blocking anything. I'm a Libra. Why would I block Libra season? You're being a real Taurus right now, or I don't know.
Yeah, Rob. Super Taurus. Yeah. Bill says since paid for another cameo from Randy in the past
hour. Well, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay. Just making sure you saw that.
And then this ended up being like a controversial tweet which is the last thing that I want, a controversy where then that one of the listeners did not want it, and then many of the podcasters and other listeners came to the defense of
the anti-astrology cause. People like to tell you that they're anti-astrology.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Akiva, because I don't love
they're
astrology,
very dug
but
in on
I think
this.
It's a good podcast idea. Like, who cares? Just do it. Like, do I subscribe to astrology? Not necessarily, but screw it. Like, have Jenny on. Right. It's
like people said, like, do we need a disclaimer, you know, that leprechauns are fake before the leprechaun podcast?
Exactly. Really yeah, that that commenter, I don't know. I think his logic was kind of flawed.
All right, So, Rob, what did Randy do?
So then, that after this firestorm had been happening, and let me just be, add to the chorus of people saying, look, I don't like to do a Twitter drag, but I will say that, the whole idea of this podcast is that if you don't like what we talk about one week, we got another one for you next week, or skip to the mailbag. That's the whole point of this show. Okay, so Bill comes in. And that he brought in reinforcements. Here comes the cavalry in the form of a cameo from Randy Bailey.
Uncle Keevy, how are you doing? This is Randy Bailey. Bill Sorensen has purchased you a small gift, and I am your gift. First of all, I understand that Jenny Autumn came up with a wonderful idea for your podcast about Libra season. I've heard from Rob Cesternino that it would have been awesome. But you shot it down. And that is precisely why I have never listened to your podcast in I don't know how many years. I always see it sitting there, but I never click the link. I can listen to every Talking with T-Bird, every Exit interview. I listen to everything, but I have never listened to Rob and Akiva Anita podcast. And I never will. You need to know that. What is it? You're a Jets fan. They're 0-9. I understand you don't know how to tie your shoes. You still use Velcro shoes like you're a third grader. You don't know how to drive a car. You're like 35 years old.
He lowballed.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah.
Employed. What
no,
is it?
You need he's to, not up on the news.
You need to stop with the podcast and become a productive member of society. And then possibly I'll listen to your podcast. Let's see. Bill Sorensen has a bunch of notes here. Can't drive. We got that. Oh, and what is it about pickles? Who likes pickles?
It happens.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I mean, pizza or steak, I can understand. But pickles. Let's see. What else is he got?
Your mouth watering?
It I tried to do it into the mic, but yeah.
That's pretty gross. Okay.
Yeah. we got Jenny Autumn, Velcro shoes. Yeah.
All right,
I covered it about all. And sorry about the 0-9 Jets.
We love
wonder
it.
You do this podcast with Uncle Keevy. All right. Have a nice day, Uncle Keevy.
God, I love Randy so much. Like the last cameo he had where he was listing all the Survivor players, that was hilarious. What a great
Listeners should tweet episodes, like the links to specific episodes at Randy Bailey. Try and get him to listen, because I bet he'd like it. Maybe we could
you know, get a pitch for him on the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, he said he's never going to come on.
All right. So, Akiva, do we have an update on this? Do you want to tweet out a Twitter poll of if there should
poll. There should no poll. Well, you said wait until Libra season on that thing. I don't know how I got thrown under the bus here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I was, you know, I just think it didn't. I think we were like, let's see. And then people wanted it. And then we sort of forgot about it. And then we said we'd do it, but then we never put it on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You said Libra season. Why not? It's just a rolling season. Like, if this comes up for next week, it's Sagittarius season. So, and then, you know, I don't know the other signs.
What is the podcast where that we're just getting like the astrological profiles on different people?
I think she's going to explain like sort of the specific things about people who are born in each month, maybe using either people we know and or celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the catch at the end is you and I are going to rank how much we like the 12 signs.
We're ranking the signs? That sounds very boring.
Well, at the end, we'll just say like, or maybe we'll pick our top three signs or something.
I'm sure Jenny has a format.
Yeah,
she's got a format. Since it's been bouncing around a while.
I mean, it sounds worse. I don't want to put it on the wheel if that's what the pitch is.
Ranking the signs?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. I mean, we don't have to rank all 12, but mm-hmm. it's more like, do we think we'd get along with people from this sign? And then
you can
here are the people who are this sign.
That you can have the signs as a chart. Well, so that can be one of Chester's charts on his podcast, ranking the horoscope signs.
I do think Chester could like do a hard, like the astrology signs for like the 1,000 best baseball players of all time.
He probably already has that list.
Now he's going to have to work
on it. I say that let's put it on the wheel. We'll figure out what it is. Something having to do
She'll
with astrology.
It's up to Jenny. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So are you ready for Sagittarius season?
Yeah.
And I like the idea that changes names every month.
Okay. Well, somebody's got to keep us in the loop on when we go.
I don't know
what
comes. How many signs? How about this?
There's 12.
Yeah, but how many can you name? I know how many there are.
Libra, I can name
Cancer,
all of them.
Taurus, Sagittarius.
I think it's Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. I'm sorry.
Capricorn.
It's not like
what is
it? Capricorn. The Screen Actors Guild.
It's such a Pisces move of you to correct me.
Mm-hmm.
This is riveting podcasting, naming the horoscope signs.
Wait until we rank them, Zach.
Yeah. No, I like that. All right, fine. Okay, so that's in. And let's go to the wheel waiting room and see if we could. Because I don't know about you, Rob, but I hate clutter. I hate hoarding. I don't want. There's right now 62 ideas in the wheel waiting room.
Oh,
I hope we can cut like 20 of them right now. So let's go through all of them. Zach can sort of help us out, tell us what, you know, he could be the voice of the people today.
Yeah.
Will people want this? Will this ever happen? Let's just go in order, okay?
Okay, great. Yeah,
sure.
So it starts off, obviously, the number one idea at this point, still in the wheel waiting room, is Frail Mary fan fiction.
Should we throw it out?
Still, no, we're never throwing it out. We will never throw that idea out. It will happen one day.
When was the first episode that where that came up?
Very early on, it came up.
Yeah, I say throw it out, to be honest.
I'm never throwing it out.
Unless Frail Mary wants to do it, which she wants doesn't to do seem it. Like she does, because she's been putting off for like multiple years at this point.
Is
so,
there is there one sentence of a fan fiction written?
That's a good question. I will get back to you next week. If she's not written one sentence, I'll say we'll scrap it.
Okay.
If she's written some of it, which I think she has.
It's fine. It's just not going to happen. We could just get it out of here.
Does anybody else want to write fan fiction?
Did you think, Rob, that the musical would happen? If I said we're going to have a full musical with lots of actors and singers,
admittedly,
like you would have said that's never going to
happen. I did not think that it would happen initially, but then, you know, I was getting updates along the way from Jason Kurtz Rivera.
Okay. Here's another long idea that I believe is mostly done. It's called Robin Akiva Exposed. And basically, our friend Hit by a Car Claire went through old podcasts of ours, especially from the Seinfeld days, and found things we say that maybe would you know, now be sort of old takes exposed.
Okay. Is that ready to go?
I don't think it's ready to go, but I think she had done most of the work already. And then we put it. The problem was it was similar to that Jordan Kalish idea we did.
That bombed.
That bombed. So we put it, that seated baby, that's like, I think seated like 100 out of 106 that episode. So we put it on ice. Does that sound interesting to you?
I think it just depends on the clips. Like, could we get somebody to listen to the clips and see if they're good or not?
Yes. All right. So I'll talk to Hit by a Car Claire this week, and we'll go through that.
What's the format of that podcast, though? So it's just you guys going over old takes? Like, let's say Akiva's anti, or the fact that he said he would never wear a mask. Mm-hmm. What do you go through a take like that, and then you just talk about it? Because I'm kind of confused.
I'm not sure. I think there was a game element.
You know, Rob or Akiva say this on this date?
So I'm gonna ask her. We'll get back to it next week. Husband know-it-alls. I think that's self-explanatory. Answering advice questions about husbands, about being a good husband.
Yeah.
You want to scrap that?
Yeah, scrap that.
Okay. Bye, bye, husband know-it-alls. Craigslist expert.
Yeah, we were going to find an expert on Craigslist about stuff, but
I think it's fun. It was a funny idea, like on paper,
fine,
but I'm not sure that's it. Okay.
I'm not going to be precious about this today.
We have committed, since Craigslist Carl, spoiler alert for the next 10 seconds, won the Royal Rumble. We do need to have him on at some point in the next like 9 or 10 months, but I do not think it's going to be as an expert.
Sorry to interrupt. I just want to talk about the Royal Rumble. I was so pissed when the Leprechaun eliminated me there because I didn't even know I was going to be in it. I was so excited. I'm like, oh man, I'm in the Royal Rumble. I'm going to kill it. And then like within 5 seconds, the Leprechaun throws me out.
Leprechaun is an evil mofo.
Yeah. Did you like approve of your likeness, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of look like a nerd, but that's to be expected. But I look jacked, which I like. Mm-hmm. All the depictions of Akiva look super swole, and I was yoked. Yeah. So I did like that likeness from Jill.
Who do you think would win in a foot race, 40-yard dash, Mike Bloom or Puya?
Ooh, that's tough. I thought it was going to be like Akiva Rob, and I was like, well, I'll bet my house on Rob there.
Yeah,
for sure. Akiva or Puya? Mike Bloom or Puya. Mm-hmm. That's tough. I mean, I'm leaning towards Puya, but Mike Bloom might be like deceptively quick too. But that's close. It's a toss-up.
Yeah,
if there were odds on that, it'd be even.
There are odds on it, and it's even.
Yeah. As our go-to NBA expert and reader of over 30 NBA books, what do you think the reviews are going to be like for Space Jam 2?
Space Jam 2, not great, because people don't love, like, it can never beat the original, even though personally, I think Michael Jordan actually is not a good actor. And a lot of the scenes in Space Jam were like good in spite of his like pretty crappy acting. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, I don't know, even if it's good, people will say it's worse than the original.
Okay.
But who knows?
Even critics? Will critics like it?
Yeah, probably.
Might be critically
acclaimed. I
don't know.
I mean, the thing with Space Jam is that even in the first one, it was just a big vehicle for product placement. Like, basically every advertisement Michael Jordan was affiliated with had, like, a spot in the movie. And I feel like it's going to be more of the same. So, personally, I ain't too excited for Space Jam 2, not going to lie. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, but let's see. Let's see what magic LeBron can do.
All right.
Oh, okay, Rob. This idea you did not like last year, you said, let's talk about it in 2021. But it is coming up in a couple months. It's called Groundhog Day. The idea was we watch the film Groundhog Day every day for a week, the week of Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I still don't like it.
I think it's a great idea.
That's a horrible idea. But I mean, I think there is some, like, you could do something with like the Groundhog Day element, but not what? What are you gonna do? Watch the movie every day? Like how would your conversation?
We do like a half hour podcast about the movie every day for 5 days.
For who is that for? Who is it for?
Everyone will like that. It'll be a very popular
episode. No one will like it. People will not listen to it.
I'm with Rob here. Yeah. I think it's a horrible idea.
I'm not taking it out, though. I'm going to bring it up the week of Groundhog Day again. Best Friend Finder, that's the latest Lindsay Wilson idea. I do think COVID threw a huge wrench into what was a good idea, but I don't think that's dead. I have to speak to her about what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and Akiva host a morning show.
I don't really know what that's like.
Yeah, it's like... Will says, was this the show on Apple TV? Apple TV still making shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 they are.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think it was more like a morning
Ted
radio
Lasso?
Show.
Is that an Apple TV show?
Yeah, I think I think it was more of us hosting a morning radio show.
I think this is a fine idea if like somebody has the format and you have like actual morning radio show segments. Like, this is definitely a million times better than the Groundhog Day idea. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is the worst idea in the pile.
Okay. Meet Me in the Middle. I think that's on Yadis until we get closer.
Sure.
But that is, you know, still a great idea. Two Truths and a Lie. We did that.
Yeah, we basically did it.
Slang Gang. This was basically Gen Z boot camp. We keep rejecting ideas like this.
Mm-hmm.
The Oldly Wed Game, which was bring our wives on. I don't think we're going to get our wives on the podcast anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest mistake.
Are you deleting stuff? Or are you just saying, and then
I physically can't delete stuff because of a technical Google Sheets issue.
Yes, but, okay.
So when Will
listens to the podcast,
here.
He will delete stuff.
Yes.
I think Oldie Wed Game should still be in there, but you don't have to delete it.
I'm not putting it on the wheel yet, but I do think that's a winner. Yeah. If we can
what is
do
this next one?
Biggest mistake was listeners wrote in with their biggest mistakes. We didn't get a ton of them. We got some. If you look through my Twitter history, search Keith26 biggest mistake, and you want to put in your biggest mistake, but you missed when I tweeted about it a couple times. We had like some, but not enough to do a whole podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Spite Cast. Do you know what that is?
No.
Wilf says, I have no idea what that is.
Get rid of it.
Doing a podcast out of spite. I do not know what that is. So you can take that off.
Get rid of it. Toss it.
Baggage. I think that was... What was Baggage?
I believe we were going to play the Jerry Springer hosted game show where people were going to reveal their small, medium, and large baggage. But I feel like that we have so many game shows,
That's relatively similar to what we did a few weeks ago also with the Two Truths and a Lie.
Yeah, people like the game shows, though, I feel like.
By the way,
I mean, it went very well. We were almost surprised by how smoothly the game show went.
So I have been watching a lot of these ABC game shows, and I did check out, this might be NBC. I checked out the Weakest Link with Jane Lynch this week, and I think that... SpongeBob Matt will be happy to hear. I think it would be good for Renap. But I feel like do we have too many game shows on the wheel?
I don't think so. I think we only have two, and there's a lot on the wheel, so you can wait a few weeks. But I don't think three game shows is like an obscene number of game shows on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to come back to back. Do you want to put it on? Now, are we Jane Lynch or are we players?
I think we should be players, but I think that we should have like somebody who like somebody who could be mean and not bat an eye like Kirsten.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah,
somebody
Kirsten
who wants
would be
to roast us, roast everybody.
She would never be mean, but she could do that.
Mm-hmm.
2020 winter predictions. Again, COVID sort of threw that out the window. Robin Akiva impersonators. I don't think we had a lot of people apply to be Robin Akiva's impersonators.
Yeah.
The Renapples Court. I think that's a similar idea to like 10 other ones we have in this waiting room, as we'll see. Pick a best man, maid of honor. Somebody wanted us to like pick them, but I think that wedding probably happened already or got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
All in challenge, an unclear idea even at the time.
That was when we were going to have Tim All In on to do a challenge, right?
Shut up, Tim. Okay, but I don't remember what that was. If he wants to remind us, that's fine.
I don't think that was the original pitch.
some sort of Twitch stream. Mm-hmm. Telethon. I don't think we're doing a telethon for charity.
Get rid of it.
You never, yeah. Murder at Renap Manor.
I love this idea. When's that going to come out?
But the BB president asked if he could do it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And that's the last I've heard
about
it.
And maybe he got
so
distracted with BB.
Maybe, but now BB's over.
Mm-hmm.
President's over. BB president, let me know this week what the status of Murder at Renap Manor is. Our Renap murder mystery.
Great.
2 minute stories. That
what
sounds
is that?
Boring. No.
Yeah.
Labor of Love. Do you know what that is?
I think that we were going to find a woman who wanted to be inseminated by one of the listeners.
Ah, yes.
It was that crappy Fox TV show that was on. I assume that got canceled, right?
Probably. I think it finished its run.
Really?
Yeah.
I think people said they would do it. Reach out. I don't remember.
Did we find a woman
that
who wanted to be inseminated by a listener?
Yeah, and then we'd have a random listener. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I would want to listen to that fuck. I'd be too like weird.
Why? What's wrong with our listeners, Zach?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Nothing.
The same
wrong
people that
you
listen to your podcast.
No, it's just an odd podcast. It's like, okay, today we have blah 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 here,
you
and they want to be artificially inseminated by one of our listeners. Like, I don't know.
What do you guys do on The Last Airbender recap? You guys aren't inseminating listeners?
Yeah.
That's what we do here.
Definitely not. I mean, Jacob's happily in a relationship. I'm single. I don't think I'm artificially inseminating any listeners anytime soon. No, I'm not saying it's a bad podcast. I'm just saying it's a very out there idea.
I think, yeah. Listen,
if you got
an out there show.
Yeah, if you got a woman who wants to do it, then go ahead. But
that's why we're awaiting submissions. We're waiting for the woman to reach out.
I think somebody did, and then I maybe forgot about it.
We had a woman reach out and say she wanted to be inseminated by the listener of a contest.
I think at least one listener said, yeah, maybe one listener said like, yes, but, and I forget what the but was.
What if a listener
I think
was
that's
like,
worth a follow up.
What if a listener is like, I only want Rob or Akiva's
I'm not sure.
Stuff.
I don't think that the first lady of podcasting would be okay. But does that count as having a kid, Akiva?
Oh, that's a good question. No, no. We should have really clarified the parameters of the bet we made, but no, I think it has to be with your current spouse.
Hmm.
Imagine if I was like, listen, Mara, I got good news and bad news. Good news, we got $20. Bad news. Your roommates are trash. I don't think we...
get rid of it.
What women want.
No, get rid of it.
I don't know what that is. Sour ones, we've sort of... This is a hot topic here, sour ones.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
We haven't really
nailed the format on sour ones. Zach, do you have an opinion on sour ones?
Not really. I think it's a good idea. I remember at the time I was surprised that Akiva was actually pretty high on it. Like, it seemed like he wanted to do it. So I don't know how you would really workshop. So what was the original sour ones idea? You guys just do hot ones, but with like sour lemon juice?
That's basically it.
And then what would be the like topics of conversation while you're doing this?
We have to get a good guest.
Oh, you'd have to get a guest. Well, I guess I feel like if you were able to get a really big guest, like outside,
you know,
of the
what? How about this?
Verse,
what about when in 2022 when we do our next live show? Maybe that could be a segment.
Yeah, just interview Mitch Garver while like all three of you are sipping lemon juice.
Bring somebody up, and then we'll have all the sour stuff that's laid out for the live show. It's very visual, right?
Honestly, that could work. I don't know, but what if you guys want to workshop this idea? Because I feel like it is a
put
good idea.
Put that as a possible important segment for live show.
Okay, perfect. EGOT game, no. Weekend at Bernie's 2.
It was in the waiting room for the crappy movie diaper?
For the crappy movie diaper, yeah. Do you want to put it in the crappy movie diaper? I have no problem either way.
I mean, I think it's a legendary movie.
Yeah, we could do Weekend at Bernie's 2, crappy movie diaper. That's fine with me. Put it in the...
Yes.
Heavy movie diaper. Listener rap battles? No.
I like that idea when it came up, honestly.
I didn't see any rapper interest amongst our listeners.
That's fine. All right, take it out. But I feel like that if there was some sort of like 8 Mile type battle that we could be coordinating between our listeners, I think that would be fun, but you can get rid of it.
Does it have to be between listeners? I wanted to hear, like, I remember Wiggler versus Chester. That's the rap battle I wanted to hear.
Maybe Randy Bailey could record one on Cameo.
Robin Akiva are one-uppers. Do you know what that is?
No, get rid of it.
Robin Akiva need a mediator.
Get rid of it.
Robin Akiva create an online game.
Define online game. I feel like the people
are
creating
games.
I think
we're supposed to, like, build a game. I don't know.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Game show Olympics.
I don't even know what that is.
Jingle bracket. We're
jingle
gonna do a
bracket. Oh, commercial jingles.
You like this?
Yes.
Yeah, like the 32 best commercials of all time.
Yeah,
I think that's in the waiting room for March, right?
Yeah.
Dad jokes.
Yeah, I still like this one. I don't know why it hasn't gone through yet.
But is it too? Like I meant to, and I did not do it this week. Slide into the DMs of Laffy Taffy and ask them if they want to do joke bracket with us. That's
you
sort of how about, if they
that?
Say no, maybe we could do dad jokes.
Yeah. Are we trying to break somebody else or is somebody trying to get us to break?
I think they're trying to get us to break. I don't think we're telling like 100 dad jokes. I think like listeners are calling in and dropping dad jokes on us.
Yeah. I feel like if we could find somebody that would be fun if like we were compiling the dad jokes and trying to get somebody who would hate them to laugh.
Okay. That's not bad either. People's dads?
No, dads would love dad jokes.
Okay. So it's all right. So we're the dads.
Yeah, we're the titular dads.
Are you guys writing the jokes and like bringing them?
Right.
So each of you has a list of jokes.
There's no new dad jokes to write. We're Googling them.
So no original dad jokes here. I feel like this would be better if you could get the Laffy Taffy people, like the guy who makes the jokes there. That'd be.
I do think it's a good bit. I'm making a note right now to DM them on Monday.
Yeah, okay. Smart.
Listener assumptions about Robin Akiva. What the heck is that?
I think that would be fun of the people write in and like I
feel like we know everything about us or you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like somebody writes they haven't seen Akiva before, so they just write like what they think he looks like. Like that woman
sometimes
who
we get that.
He was Chester with Joe
mm-hmm.
Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chester's a snack. Did you know that, Rob?
That's what I hear.
Nick, game shows are trash.
It's like Nickelodeon game yeah. shows are trash.
I think some people really like this. It doesn't really excite me.
Yeah, I don't think it's great podcasting. Master Napper 2, we talked about last week. Astrology, we just talked about. Renat Mascot. Nobody really said, hey, I want to draw the Renat Mascot. You wanted someone to design a Renat mm-hmm. Mascot, but we didn't get any volunteers for that.
Get rid of it.
A generational tug of war. This was Will from American Sarah Carradine. Basically, like, have a like a Zoomers versus a Boomers. We've had a lot of pitches along the same lines.
Sure.
Sure, as in you want to put that through? Yeah. Like, is that a good idea?
And when it's like, ready, when they say it's ready, we'll put it on the wheel.
Oh, okay. Celebrity cameo questions. I'm over cameo, kind of.
You're over cameo after Randy roasted you?
Yeah, I can't believe they let that hate speech against Renap on the platform.
Look, for years I wanted to do this cameo podcast. Don't take this away from me.
Although, we could do this. We could do what you want to do. What cameo podcast do you want to do?
I thought that somebody was going to be asking people questions, celebrities questions on cameo, and we had to guess what they were going to say.
Yeah, so I think Taylor Cotter and Navi were supposed to work on that. I think Taylor Cotter has bowed out of the podcast game for the time being. I think she's off social media. So I got to speak to Navi this week, ask her where that's at. But yes, that was in development.
All right.
Robin Akiva boy band, I think that was more of a bit than an
funny
actual episode.
Idea,
right?
Funnier idea than it is in a podcast episode. Okay.
Secret word banter. We have to sneak secret words in the conversation.
Again,
this is
like more password stuff. I don't think it's super fun.
Text-based adventure. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Am I the a-hole?
Yeah, when is that? By the way, Randy Bailey says you are.
Yes, Randy Bailey. yeah, it sounds like he's the a-hole.
I like the a-hole idea when it first came up. I think this should be on the wheel.
We are working on something like that. Puya has something. I forget the title we settled on, but we do have... I think that's it. I think it's Am I the A-hole. I think he has submissions. I think that should probably be on the wheel. Let me speak to him, but I think that could go on the wheel next.
Because I feel like even you guys going through the top like Reddit post of that subreddit, and then you mm-hmm. guys debating who is the sure. A-hole.
Mm-hmm. I think we have it. I think it might be just an accident that's not on the wheel already. I believe.
Okay.
Who knows Akiva better? I think that was the Ali versus Chester versus Rob idea. But Rob insists it has to be on Renap.
Look, I mean, where do you think it should go?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
The 32 fans patron
field.
I think this should be on the wheel. This is an excellent podcast. Just it's because this is a good vehicle for banter, which I think is one of the better podcast ideas.
If you could make the case of why it would fit on one of the other podcasts better, I'm open to it.
Not me. I think it's maybe one or both the other podcasters. They wanted it, you know, on a different platform. I don't know. I'll touch base with those people this week and we'll mm-hmm. see.
Yeah, Chester, Ali, Rob, you. I feel like the four heavy
hitters
right
there. It's not sports, and it's not an episode of The New Girl.
That is true.
John's beloved HGTV shows are trash. That's a poll that still hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make a note for that now.
We should write that note down. Tweet that out in the next week or so.
John, just remind me. Mm-hmm. The Bizarro Wheel. What's that?
We had
a listener pitch that it wasn't so great. Star Wars Holiday Special. That's just the time thing. I think that's going to go on basically in the next week or two, right?
When we get to December.
Yes, that goes for December. Fast Track. The Fast Track was a mechanism where an idea from the current mailbag immediately becomes the next episode if that's what the wheel spins.
I think it's not doing anything.
Cheap marketing options. Wilf says that was ways to finding inexpensive ways to market the podcast.
Yeah, I don't think it's that exciting.
That's not really
your
podcast
idea.
I know. Look, but I'm not necessarily beholden to my idea. I can have bad ideas.
That's true. And sometimes,
Akiva,
like,
it was my
funny,
idea to come up with things to bet on. You know, I'm not always going to say because it was my idea, it was good.
For sure. But sometimes pitching an idea is like, oh, that sounds good. But then with the experience and with time, it's like, all right, maybe that wasn't, maybe it was a funnier pitch than an actual episode. Which Gen Z show isn't trash? I believe that is basically ready to go on the wheel. I think our friend Jason Curtis Rivera, who's playing with some house money right now after the musical put up a poll of shows, but I think he has that. I could speak to him this week, but that's another thing. We're going to have like four or five shows at least.
Yeah, I might be a part of that. I've been in contact with JCR. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Minor spoiler, but I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I think that's an excellent idea and definitely should be on the wheel. But maybe I'm biased.
The complaint bracket, I think that's a form that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I got to check on that. Robin and Akiva become Trekkies. That's where Mike Bloom and Jessica Lease explain Star Trek to us.
I mean, you don't need to explain it to me.
That's true. I guess the three of you explain it to me, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think about that idea? Should we put it on? Should we wait for after Star Wars?
I've never seen Star Trek, so I'd enjoy this as like somebody who's never seen it at all.
So I've seen one episode because I lost the bet on the Seinfeld podcast.
I feel like that the episode idea isn't riveting, but I feel like that Mike Bloom and Jessica Lease would prepare enough stuff that it would be they would do a really good job with it.
Okay.
Yeah, in that case, then put it on the wheel if it sounds like.
Let me just speak to them and see if they have a vision for it, but I'm happy to do that. Two Beloved, Two. I don't think so.
Kill it.
Ask Dr. Mike 2. We said it's every 69 episodes, so that's not coming up for a few months. Write a Laffy Taffy joke. I got to DM them.
What about the Spirit Pod 3? That's something that...
Okay, so that's up to Antonio. Antonio has to...
Sequel mechanism.
One of the problems with being on the wheel, Zach, is it can be annoying. Like, if you have an idea on the wheel, it's like, what am I going to like? I send all 20 people on the wheel like a DM every week. Like, sorry, your idea didn't come up. What happens is you just get a DM one Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you'd
like
to think
idea.
They listen to the podcast.
They do, but I like to let them know a couple days before the podcast comes out so they could prepare their schedule.
The podcast comes out like an hour after we record it.
Well, is Antonio also
but not everybody listens
man,
right but... away. The point is that not
nice
everyone is
did.
Always available. I'm waiting for the green light from Antonio to put this back on. This is not a me decision.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just think Antonio is just such an amazing podcast.
Of course, of
and
course.
The first two could spear like the Kevin Costner stuff, and then Kevin Costner and Nicole's like alliance in that brand steal. Yeah. I thought was also amazing. So yeah, if Antonio's available, I think put this on the wheel.
Of course, 100%. I like him so much. So I'm. We'd be over the moon when he says he's ready to do Conspiracy Pod 3.
Yeah, I remember when I was first getting into Rahap, I remember I didn't even listen to the Seinfeld podcast, but I loved Akiva and Antonio on the voicemails of the Survivor podcast. Because I actually enjoyed hearing your guys' Survivor takes.
Nice. And then Real Housewives of New York with Plainview Sue, that's Brian Cohn's mom, and the Weakest Link. What's the deal with the Weakest Link? Are we putting it on?
We can. Is it too many game shows? We just put a match game on last week. We still have prices right.
How about that? The next time a game show comes off, this will go on.
Okay.
Is that fine?
All right. Great.
Two game shows on the wheel right now.
Great.
That'll go on when... it could go on this week after Price is Right or match game gets picked.
Do you want to give us any new pitches? Any new business?
I could give you one or two new ideas from this week. We just had a couple come in. Zach, do you have anything also for us?
Nah, I wish you gave me a little more notice. I feel kind of bad because I would have done kind of what JCR did and posted in the Renap subreddit and asked if they had any great mailbag ideas.
Yeah.
Sadly, I don't have anything, but I think the wheel's pretty dummy thick right now, so
that's what people
I think we're
are
doing
saying.
Okay.
All right, let me give you a time-sensitive one, Rob.
Okay.
And Zach. This is from Nick, and he says, Rob and Akiva need a holiday tradition. Hey, Rob and Akiva, my wheel idea is for you guys to pick out a new Renap-themed holiday tradition. Ideally, this would be for the Christmas season. Mari out. Though, depending on it, when it comes up, you could adjust the holiday. There could be a bracket of 16 different Renap-themed holiday traditions. You guys could go through them, or it could be done with a different style if there's bracket burnout. I think there might be bracket burnout. At the end of the podcast, one new Renap holiday tradition would be determined that Renap fans worldwide could celebrate and do each and every year. Hope you like the idea, Nick.
Is this Christmas only, or is this like a non-denominational holiday tradition?
Like Festivus, where it's like every December 19th, you know, and of course we already have July 5th being Pull and Peel Twizzler Day.
And then with these traditions, it's just like users submitting them, or like not users, listeners submitting these. So it's like Jordan Kalish would submit, oh, put a bagel on top of your tree with a bunch of seeds for the holidays. I think this is going to go on the wheel. I don't know if it's like, because then you guys already have a couple of brackets, right, on the wheel. Am I crazy? So I don't know, like, people bracket it out, but it's not the worst idea.
I don't think that there's enough here for a show.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think it could be part of if people want to send in their pitch us their holiday traditions and we do it as part of like the Star Wars holiday special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anybody has a weird holiday tradition, we could talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the non-Star for the non-Star Wars people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, we may want to have Mike Bloom also on that. I know Liana is the guest, but Mike Bloom also seems to be an expert in the Star Wars holiday special.
Was it Star Wars holiday? That was a
is Liana the guest for that one?
Pitch?
Yes. Remember, she has to say that this is
so Napa pitch.
She has to say something about the city.
I thought that was a Renapa tweet where it was like the dark tower. And then it was like Liana stuck in the dark tower or something. I didn't know she was also part of this idea.
I'm not trying
to take Liana's podcast away. I just didn't remember Liana being. I thought it was Josh Wigler that one. All right, they'll know. I'm happy for everyone to come on. I don't remember. Do you know what Dirty Rotten Cheater is, Rob?
No. Who is that? Is he on the Houston Astros?
This is another game show.
It's Carlos Beltran.
How dare you?
Yeah. The idea is to play a game of the short-lived, well, short, maybe it's Jose Altuve, game show Dirty Rotten Cheater. The show featured six contestants who answered Family Feud-style survey questions like, name something teenagers fight about with their parents. Each survey had a list of the 10 most popular answers, and players won more money by trying to give answers that were towards the bottom of the list. That's like pointless. The twist was that one player was the Dirty Rotten Cheater. The cheater was given the complete list of the top 10 answers and could use that information however they wanted. They could try and win more money and give better answers, or they could give slightly worse answers and try to avoid detection. At the end of each round, the contestants debated about who the cheater was and voted out the person they thought was the cheater. The cheater was voted out. A new cheater was picked among the remaining players.
Stop.
The
cheater survived. I don't even know what we're talking about. You lost me.
It's like with trivia.
Yeah.
I actually think this is okay. Maybe I'm just
dirty rotten.
I just like the game show podcast, and I think they're a lot of fun to listen to as long as people are not talking over each other in the mailbag. So I don't think this is the worst idea, but also people might be game showed out. So I don't know. And the rules were a little convoluted. So.
Yeah.
So Rob, you're not feeling Dirty Rotten Cheater.
No. And your connection like kind of glitched out for a second while you were talking about it. But, you know, you lost me.
Okay. All right. Do you want to hear about Rob and Akiva go back to college, or do you want to spin the wheel and we'll hear about that next week?
Well, I don't want to go back to college. What's the premise?
This is from Daniel. He says, Akiva's often said that he didn't have the traditional college experience, but this makes me wonder, what the heck is the traditional college experience nowadays? In this podcast, Rob and Akiva would hear from listeners currently in college who would give them a crash course on the college culture circa 2020. This is especially timely for many college-age listeners that are stuck at home during the pandemic and missing out on a traditional college experience themselves. We also allow for some cross-generational comparison of the college experience. This is a great idea, he says, in all caps.
The thing is, though, what would the current college student be talking about? Yeah, like, I had a Zoom class the other day. Yeah. It was crappy. Yeah. Like,
I'm accidentally, like, peed with the Zoom on or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's a lot of juice to squeeze out of this lemon.
Yeah. Okay. Save it for sour ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Then, Uncle Keeby, is there anything else?
No, I think we should spin the wheel.
Okay. Let's get to the bottom of this Star Wars holiday special issue.
Will for America will know. And probably Liana and Mike and those people will know.
Just have both Mike and Liana. I think that'll be
But I thought it was Josh Wigler. That's why I don't know why, but I thought
that. I mean, Wigler's so busy with the Patreon post.
Are you his agent? Like, maybe Josh wants to come on. I don't know.
Yeah, let's see.
I don't know.
Let's see. This is from July 28th with the Renapot Star Wars Holiday Special. The original Star Wars Holiday Special featuring George Lucas, Carrie Bradshaw, and Jonathan Penner was released on July 25th, 1983. So I don't know. Did that get combined with another idea?
I'm not sure. I thought Liana was stuck in the tower. And
That's when she said, we are the city?
Yeah. We are the city. We didn't pick We Are the City, though. It was a great idea.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think whoever you get for this Star Wars special, I think it's a great idea.
And does Leon even like Star Wars?
But that's why I thought it was going to be funny.
Okay.
All right. But she's not mad at it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like most people other than me know. Zach, have you seen all the Star Wars movies?
I talked to Rob about this recently. I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan. I only saw them all like 2 years ago. And I think they're all pretty meh. But
okay, but you've seen them. I've never seen like 1 minute of a Star Wars.
Yeah, but I saw them like very recently. So
the only Star Wars movie I'm ever going to see is this holiday special.
It's not even a movie.
Oh, is it a TV show?
Yeah, it's a TV special.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about what's on the wheel. Season 3, episode 7. It's been a minute since we did season 3, episode 7.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Coin Flip. Crappy Movie Type. People's Choice. Price is Right. Robin Akiva Need a PR Firm. Choose Your Own Renap Venture. Shark Week. Spinoffs Are Trash. Robin Akiva Invent a Game Show. Okay. We still like that Invent a Game Show?
I like that idea, yes.
Okay. All right. Robin Akiva Spice Up Their Lives. Renap X. Sequel Mechanism. The Match Game. And Sagittarius Season.
Oh, boy.
All right. Here we go. Sagittarius season is not eligible for next week's show,
correct?
No, it's
not eligible. Well, so it's not Sagittarius season until next weekend.
Well,
anyway.
What season is it?
The Virgo one before season? Sagittarius. I think it's Virgo season. I'm not sure. The one after the
Scorpio
one after Libra.
Season.
Scorpio season, okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I hope that I didn't get like 5 tweets in the 4 seconds it took me to think of that. Okay. All right. All right. People got their phones out and unlocked it, but I don't think they got the tweet out. All right. Here we go. Let's spin episode 108. It's a big loss number.
That's right.
Okay. And 108 is Robin Akiva Spice Up Their Lives. We're talking about the Spice Girls. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are we the Spice Boys now?
Spice Boys. For next week's episode, I will officially be Pumpkin Spice.
Oh, okay.
That's a low-hanging fruit there, yes. Pumpkin Spice.
I'm going to be Laka Spice.
Okay. Are you a pumpkin guy, Akiva? I know you're famously a pumpkin.
No, I don't really
fan.
Like... You know what? I decided it's too much Hanukkah creep. It's only November, so I am changing it. I am going to be Cranberry Spice for next week.
Cranberry Spice?
For Thanksgiving, yes.
I don't think there's really...
Do you make spice out of cranberries?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Cranberry Spice is a thing.
Was Sporty Spice a thing until they made it a thing?
That's fair.
Yeah. What about Old Spice?
I mean, am I really that old, Zach? Am I that old?
I don't know. I mean, you were very complimentary on the podcast where you guys were talking about your birth. Me, you, and Jenny Autumn were born September 26th. And you were like, oh, Zach's so young. I mean, mm-hmm. But with me, I'm age 24, but my hairline's like 35. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm in no position to be critiquing anybody on them looking old or young.
I like Cranberry Spice.
But that's not a
you
thing.
You can be Old Spice.
No, I'm already Pumpkin Spice. I already called it.
I'm Cranberry Spice.
Akiva's just insulted you, insinuated name? He's Old Spice.
Are you Shaq Spice? Spice? What's Zach? What's your
me?
Name?
Cocoa Spice. I don't know. Somalian Spice. What do you guys? Whatever.
Okay.
Cranberry good. Spice. I guess you could do spiced cranberry sauce.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a reach. Okay.
It is.
All right, you have all next week to think of what spice you are. Okay. Now, who's on this? Do we have a guest for this?
No, it's going to be a mystery diehard Spice Girls fan.
That they won't reveal who they are? Is it going to be like just like a voice changer box of like...
I don't know. I think we'll know who they are when they come on.
Okay. Do you know who they are? Is it a surprise for me?
No comment right now.
Is it somebody I don't like?
No, it's not somebody you're I just haven't found the right host yet.
That's okay.
Mike White right. is coming
TBD.
On next week.
I would love that.
No, okay. I haven't found it.
Do we have to watch the Spice Girls movie, Spice World?
I think that was the plan. I think we were going to watch Spice World.
Okay. All right. So we're watching Spice World.
And maybe listening to like the best Spice Girls album.
Well, was it listening to an album?
Like, you don't have to listen to the whole album, but I think you should listen to, like, their 5 most popular
songs. I mean, it's easier to listen to an album than a movie.
Yeah, you could listen to the album in the background. Yeah, the full movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think we're supposed to watch Spice World. I think that's part of it.
Okay. All right. So that's next week on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. All right. Zach, anything else?
No, I mean, I'm still recording Ang in there with Jacob. I mean, I've shielded that a bunch already. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I'm trying to be more active in the patron groups that I'm in. So maybe you'll see me on Monday doing some stuff with the Family Feud. If you're a Rob as a podcast patron. Mm.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just name drop myself there. And then besides that, I don't really got too much going
Akiva,
on.
Akiva, I'm playing Family Feud with the Rob as podcast patrons. I hope that I can live up to the legacy of Chester as the host.
Oh, are you the host? You're the host?
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
You're going to rank everybody at the end of it?
No, then I'll rank all the contestants at the end. That's for sure.
When Chester did that, man, I was crying laughing. It was too funny. He didn't read the room at all. Yeah. He's just like, and you can tell Wiggler was already a little like tired of it too. Oh, man. That was such a great ensemble team you had for that.
That was great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, legendary.
Yeah.
All right. Uncle Kiwi, what's next for you?
We got a bunch of football stuff going on 32 Fans, big football week. I like that there's, five games at 1 o'clock, six games at 4 o'clock, one of the best football days of the year. NGOG, we're going to have Haley Strong on this week. We've had Puya and Hannah on recently. We had a solo episode this past week that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Haley, we got some other fun guests coming up, soon. That's about it. I haven't started a fourth podcast yet, but this will be the first place to know if I ever start a fourth podcast.
you promise that you will give us the exclusive?
Yes, you can get the exclusive here. I'll make the grand announcement here. But I have no intention of starting a fourth podcast. Again, I'd need the Brinks truck backed up at this point.
What about if you have a fifth baby? Which podcast will you announce the fifth baby on?
I will announce that here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You would announce that on New Girl, Old Guy? Allie wouldn't care about your fifth child?
I guess she would. I think she cares more than Rob does.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
too. How dare you? You can't measure how much I care about having
people. She, like, knows all their names and stuff. I think she has you beat there.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I agree with Akiva. I think you know Allie cares you more know about his kids.
That, I'm sorry, you cut out for a second there.
He asked if you know all his kids' names.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Zach. I missed it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. You guys, fine. You can announce on whatever podcast you want.
That's I'll do that here. And I'm excited to find out, who's going to tweet first, Whoopi or Adam Sandler, who's faster, Mike Bloom or Puya, when Hamilton's coming back to Broadway. So I think it'll be fun to follow some of these tweets.
All right.
Or some of these bets.
All right, of course. Looking forward to next week talking about the Spice Girls. Looking forward to hearing some feedback on this show. What do you think? Positive or negative on the Reddit?
I mean, anytime we say that it's bad, people believe us. That's why we shouldn't say that it's bad. We should let them make the call. But maybe people are like, "Hey, you were too hard on it." I don't know. It was basically banter.
Okay. All right, we'll see.
I'm excited to listen to it, to be honest, just from hearing those bets that were proposed.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. I am very excited about the Mike Bloom Puya race. I think we could turn that into some serious content.
Yeah, that'll
also
be, maybe get a live stream going. All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
I think we really need a podcast, but I'd need your help. Can we finally seal the deal?
I think we do. We need a podcast, but that's not enough. We have nothing if we don't at least have a small idea.
For this weekend, let's just pretend that we know what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
I got one more podcast to do.
I bet Mira's happy that I get to do two. I got one more podcast to do.
And I'm just happy that I get to do it with you.
Listen, Akiva, I'm sorry I peeved ya, but you know it's all in good fun. I never expected we'd all be objective. Now this new podcast has begun.
Dude, are you a moron? You think that I'd move on? Leaving was never my plan. You act like an asshat, but of course I'll come back. To the 32 Fans.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.